This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
This Independence Day series hits the road, and tonight the Woodpeckers travel out west to K-Town. We are in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Happy 4th of July. We're excited to bring you some baseball in just moments between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside the visiting radio booth at Atrium Health Ballpark. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey once again wishing you a very happy and safe 4th of July. Falls up midweek this year, Colin. The Woodpeckers split the series with the Cannonballers. We got to have our big Independence Day celebration a day earlier yesterday. If you weren't with us out at Segra Stadium, over 5,300 in attendance, our biggest home attendance of the season. The Woodpeckers did not get much going offensively, though, outside of just a two-run single from Naomar Ochoa in the sixth inning. Kannapolis used a pair of three-run rallies to really distance themselves in that game. Despite a strong finish from Colby Langford, just not enough from the lineup down the stretch. Fayetteville falls 7-2. They won the opener on Monday out of the Myrtle Beach series, have dropped the last two games on Tuesday and Wednesday. So now going to be a tough environment to play in here, a sold-out Atrium Health Ballpark crowd. But the Woodpeckers will try and even up this series with Julio Marte on the mound.
And Julio coming off a really, really impressive performance back on Saturday night in Myrtle Beach. He was a big reason why the Woodpeckers were in position to come back and win that game, 8-7 in 10 innings, went four scoreless innings in relief. And yeah, yesterday's ball game, Chappie, kind of felt like the games we saw here in May at Atrium Health Ballpark, where the Woodpeckers just couldn't get a lot of run scoring in the early portions of the game. Aldrin Batista was really strong on the mound. So the big challenge, I think, for Fayetteville as this series shifts to Kannapolis is you just need to prevent Kannapolis from getting out in front, and you got to put some pressure on the starting pitchers. We've seen a lot of times this year that the ballers have gone deep into ball games with their starters, 5-6 innings. The reason why they won that game on Monday night was they really were able to make it tough on Jake Bockenstedt, so you want to do the same thing tonight. Problem is, the guy on the other side, Seth Keener, he has had a really strong season for Patrick Leland.
Yeah, Keener is the reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. He comes in 4-3 on the year with a 3.30 ERA. He was a part of the Cannonballers' Saturday no-hitter last week against the Columbia Fireflies. 13 games and 13 starts, 73 punch-outs, just 28 walks over 62 and two-thirds innings. Keener, the 22-year-old out of Wake Forest in the third-round pick last year out of the MLB draft by the Chicago White Sox. The Woodpeckers come in 35-43 tonight. They are 6-6 in the second half of play. They're on a short little two-game skid with consecutive losses to these Cannonballers, but everybody is pretty close in the South Division entering tonight. Charleston and Columbia 7-5 were their first 12. Augusta and Fayetteville just a game back of first place, 6-6. Kannapolis at 5-7, but they're going to the playoff. No sweat second half for them. They won the first half South Division and will go to the Carolina League playoff come September. Myrtle Beach is 3-9, the slowest start out of the group, four games out of first place in the South. And meanwhile, in the North, the Fredericksburg Nationals out to the strongest second-half start league-wide at 9-3. Lynchburg at 7-5, Carolina, Delmarva at 6-6. Down East and Salem follow them at 5-7, four games back in the division. The Cannonballers' position players head out to their position. They are all carrying individual American flags, a big American flag stretched out in center field here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's the 4th of July, America's holiday, and what better way to play some baseball live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network in just moments. It's game four of the series as we hit the road in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers comes up next. We'll let you listen in on the anthem here in K-Town.
Thank you. Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And four, wide one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the 4th of July in K-Town, Kannapolis, North Carolina. It's time for game 4 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers as this home-and-home travels on the road to Atrium Health Ballpark. And we get ready to roll on this Thursday night. Happy 4th once again, everybody. Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey, so glad to be with you for this one. Fayetteville dropping back-to-back games at home to close down their three-game window at home during this series. Now the back three games tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday played here in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers with a 2-7 record against the Ballers this year come in 35-43 overall, 6-6. The second half record, Kannapolis at 46-32, first half champions in the South Division, 5-7 in the second half. Right-hander Julio Marte tonight for the Woodpeckers. He's 1-4 with an 8.66 ERA. Right-hander Seth Keener, the reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, he gets the call tonight for the Ballers, 4-3 with a 3.30 ERA. Let's go ahead and meet the Woodpeckers starters, announced by second-year manager Ricky Rivera. It leads off tonight with switch hitter Yamal Encarnacion, the everyday leadoff man, back at the top spot. Hansel Villarreal, the catcher, hits second. Kenny Gomez, the DH, is third. And Neomar Ochoa Jr., top home run and RBI man for the Peckers, he hits cleanup. Chase Jaworski is at third base. He'll bat fifth. Juan Santander, the first baseman, is sixth. In the 7-9, second baseman Alejandro Nunez, center fielder Cesar Hernandez, and the shortstop Alberto Hernandez. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, where you can find our radio feed tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. You can also watch tonight's ball game in HD video quality by subscribing to MILB.TV and Valley Live, where you'll be joined by the voice of the Cannonballers, Dan Helote. Say hello once again to my broadcast partner with me this weekend, Colin Casey. And Colin, the Woodpeckers will hope to get back to that Monday night offense when they generated 13 runs on 14 hits. Kind of quiet on Tuesday and Wednesday at home.
And it all started in the first time through the order, so it'll be important to go after Seth Keener. Yeah, he's coming off a tremendous week, but can't let a pitcher like that get comfortable early in the ballgame. You have to be aggressive anytime you get an opportunity to swing the bat, you got to take it. And we know this offense has really taken a step forward since the start of the second half of the season. Question is, can they sustain it for weeks on end?
So they fold up that really large American flag that a number of fans had spread out across center field during the national anthem. Beautiful rendition of the anthem tonight in Kannapolis, and we are ready to go. The right-hander out of New Jersey and third-round pick from Wake Forest, Seth Keener, throws the first pitch of our ball game, and it misses up and outside. We're officially underway on this 4th of July at 6:36 p.m. It's a 1-0 count on Yamal Encarnacion. Next pitch, high and away again. Two balls and no strikes. It is a hot one tonight, 93 degrees, but sunny skies up above our heads. Just a couple of clouds scattered around. Beautiful 4th of July for baseball, and a big Atrium Health Ballpark crowd continuing to file in at this stage of the night. Up and outside, 3-0 on Yamal Encarnacion, so he comfortably gets ahead and can wait for the perfect pitch. Keener into the motion, fires, and pumps in a fastball. That's in the zone, a comeback strike. 3-1 on Yamal. Encarnacion batting .253 on the season over 42 games. Two doubles, two home runs, and 14 driven in. Takes a slider up and outside. That's ball four. And our ball game starts with a five-pitch walk to Encarnacion. He heads to first, and Hansel Villarreal will stand in.
With that, Encarnacion ties the longest on-base streak by a Woodpecker this season, 18 straight games reaching base. Kenny Gomez also doing that back in April.
Yeah, he had a nine-game hitting streak end in Myrtle Beach last weekend, but still was able to get on base in that game and keeps the on-base stretch rolling. Now it's Hansel Villarreal. He takes the pitch outside, and it's 1-0. Woodpeckers sport the gray uniforms today on the road. Gray uniform with Woodpeckers, Fayetteville, in a black cursive outlined in red on the front of the jersey, a black numeral outlined in red on the back. High pitch to Villarreal. And six of the first seven from Seth Keener have missed the zone. Gonzalez going to head out to the mound and make sure everything's all right with his starter. A black belt with gray pants, a black pinstripe down the side of the leg, and black batting helmets for the Woodpeckers hitters. And, boy, the Cannonballers are dressed to the occasion. They have a white jersey with the American flag sleeves, the star pattern with the blue on the right sleeve, the red and white stripe pattern on the left sleeve of the uniform. Cannonballers in that team cursive, American flag lettering across the chest. They have the American flag ball caps, that light gray navy bill, and the Cannonballer logo imprinted in the American flag on the interior. This pitch gets away and hits Villarreal square in the back. Well, Seth Keener is all over the place to start this game. Seven of his first eight pitches have missed the zone, and Villarreal drilled in the back to put two Woodpeckers on with nobody out.
And here's the thing, Chappie. I noticed right before he started throwing his warm-ups, he got delayed like 45 seconds to a minute, and it looked like he was getting a little frustrated that he wasn't able to start throwing his warm-up. You wonder if maybe, just maybe, that might have thrown his rhythm off a little bit, but right now he's got to try to find the zone.
And they had a few extra, you know, pregame ceremony deals, and just getting all the fans off of the field who were holding that American flag
right
took a little bit of extra time. Kenny Gomez takes the first pitch low and inside. And Woodpeckers might as well stay patient right now while Keener tries to find the strike zone. He does here with a fastball right on the outside corner. Umpires have traveled to Kannapolis as well from the Fayetteville start. Jared Neal is behind the plate. Frank Jones is on the bases. And Gomez pivots the back foot. Did he swing? They'll appeal. No, he did not. Kept the barrel back, and it's 2-1. Cannonballers with red belts and white pants, a black pinstripe down the side of the pant leg, but they are dressed to the patriotic occasion tonight on the 4th of July. Second straight game that the Woodpeckers have been on the road for on the 4th. Here's a bouncing ball, hits a second base. Kane goes to second for one. Throw to first is in time to get Gomez. Gomez started to slow into first base, and it ultimately cost him a 4-6-3. That's how you get a pitcher right back into it who was struggling with his control. I don't know if Kenny is hurt, but he was only going about 50% when he crossed that first base bag. And no doubt his manager will have a word for him come the end of this inning. Neomar Ochoa stands in now.
Shocked, that's one he usually beats out. A little bit of a delay at shortstop, but didn't really make a difference.
And here's a changeup that crosses the plate for strike one to Ochoa. Encarnacion, the lone runner, now over at third base. It even took Burrows a little bit of time to get it right out of his hand at second, and Gomez still was hit. This pitch runs inside and gets Ochoa. Home plate umpire also just pointed to Keener, and he might have just, I'm not sure if he just issued a warning to Keener, but now he's talking with the catcher Gonzalez, but he popped out of the crouch and pointed directly to Keener, which you do not often see. Changeup running up and inside on Ochoa that'll send him down to first, the second hit batter.
So the point was actually an appeal, and the field umpire, Frank Jones, said that he did not go.
So he was pointing to
Jones. I thought he was pointing at him, too, for a second.
It looked like he pointed right to Keener after Ochoa was hit, which you would only see in an instance of an umpire basically giving a pitcher a warning, is to say that's the last straw, you do it again, you're gone. But not the case. Frank Jones rules it a non-swing, and Ochoa ends up at first base. Here's Chase Jaworski, runners at the corners, and two gone. Keener misses up high and falls behind to yet again another hitter up and outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Jaworski enters tonight's road contest batting .223 on the year, and even 60 games now in his single-A career. .336 on base with three home runs, 23 RBIs. This pitch is called a strike on the high inside corner. Changeup from Seth Keener, and it's 2-1. So Encarnacion at third, Ochoa down at first. No hits in this first inning for Fayetteville. This pitch way off the outside of the plate. Keener missed with a changeup. And these are not marginal misses. These are wide misses by Seth Keener. And easy takes for Fayetteville. You don't want to give him anything here. Up ahead in the count, 3-1. Just handed down the line to a powerful right-hander on deck, Juan Santander. Here's a fastball that sizzles across the plate, and it's called strike. Keener delivers just his sixth strike of the inning, 19 pitches, and six of them have been in the zone.
That double play was massive.
It really
was. In real trouble.
It's the one thing going for him right now that's pulled him right back into this inning. 3-2 payoff pitch. Jaworski pops it up along the third baseline. Gonzalez, Hernandez come together. Keener splits the two of them and puts it away himself. Pitcher catches the pop-up. And the Woodpeckers end up scoreless in the top of the first. They walked once, were hit twice, but can't bring anybody around. We're underway on the 4th of July. Kannapolis comes to the plate next when we return for the bottom of the first from Atrium Health Ballpark. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
DJ Manny, fresh, 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 fresh. Yeah, fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ.
A half inning down on this 4th of July. Happy 4th, and thanks for tuning us in, spending a little bit of your holiday with us, the Woodpeckers, on the road in Kannapolis. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, off day on Sunday and Monday, double off day, and tonight, the 10th game in 10 days. So it has been a grind ever since the start of the Myrtle Beach series. Julio Marte gets ready to roll against lefty Riku Nishida. He leads off for Kannapolis. Mikey Kane and Caden Connor, the top three of the order. Marte's first pitch of the day misses low. And it's one ball and no strikes on Nishida. Woodpeckers left him at the corners in the top of the first. Two batters were hit, one walked, but couldn't bring anybody around. A double play and a pop-up to the pitcher. Ended up getting Seth Keener out of a scoreless first inning despite some of his location struggles. 1-1 now on Nishida, the wind in the pitch. Curve ball hit right back to Marte. He blocks it with his hip, falls to the grass. He picks it up, flips over to first, and gets the out. Marte nearly made that catch, sandwiching the ball between his glove and his hip. It falls to the ground, though, and he quickly shakes it off with a little bit of a smile, and he's all right to carry on. So one gone, Mikey Kane coming up, and let's work around the Fayetteville defense on this 4th of July.
Yep, Chase Jaworski over at third base today. Alberto Hernandez at short. Alejandro Nunez, the second baseman. Juan Santander at first. Left to right in the outfield, Yumal Encarnacion, Cesar Hernandez, Neomar Ochoa Jr.
First pitch ripped over to third by the reach of Jaworski and tucking all the way towards the corner. Encarnacion heads over to retrieve it, fires back onto the infield. Kane hustles into second, swinging to the first pitch and coming up with a one-out double.
Hansel Villarroel doing the catching, but what a last couple of games it's been for Mikey Kane, Chappie. Two-run home run yesterday. Also had a single in the ninth inning, and he just gets his hands around on a pitch that was left over the plate, a slider that didn't really break too much. And here we go, Kannapolis trying to make Fayetteville pay for not scoring in the top of the first inning despite all the runners that Keener put aboard.
So here is Caden Connor. Connor, one of the top hitters in the Kannapolis order, stands in batting 308 on the year across 75 games. Four home runs and 54 driven in. First pitch from Marte misses low. That double for Julio Marte is the first hit that he's given up since June 19th. He's coming off an exceptional night out of the bullpen in Myrtle Beach on Saturday night. That ball game, the Woodpeckers won 8-7 in 10 innings. Marte entered in the sixth and did not give up a hit through four innings of relief work, pitched through the ninth, held the game at 7-7. And the RBI double from Xavier Cassarella handed Marte his first Carolina League victory. The 1-0. Connor takes a ball just outside. Two balls and no strikes. So Marte will look to hone a little bit of that successful relief work in a different role tonight, making his sixth start of the season and 11th appearance with the Woodpeckers since his call-up from the Dominican Summer League directly back in early May. Here's the 2-0. And a curve misses low and inside on Connor. Three balls and no strikes.
At this point, you know, walk's not the end of the world against a guy like Caden Connor, who all he does is put the ball in play and certainly a candidate to give Kannapolis a 1-0 lead right here.
Yeah, on deck is the cleanup man, Arxie Hernandez, but a walk would force, set up a force that is at every base. Here's the 3-0, and a fastball just misses inside at 92 miles an hour. Connor draws the four-pitch walk, and two cannonballers are aboard, first and second with one out for Arxie Hernandez.
Again, I'll live with that if I'm Marte. You know, he didn't give him anything really to hit, was trying to keep it on the corners, and wasn't missing by much. You just got to tip your cap to Caden Connor being selective up there.
And a big part of Marte's success the back half of June was just limiting the walks. He only surrendered two of them over the span of 7 1/3. Gives up a walk here with one out in the bottom of the first. No score. The Kannapolis threatening. Arxie Hernandez takes the first pitch a little bit low. At 93 miles an hour, one ball and no strikes on Hernandez, 237 hitter on the season, two home runs and 32 RBIs. Kannapolis providing a RBI chance for their cleanup man right out of the gates. Out of the stretch, Marte checks his runner at second, brings it home. And a slider cuts to the outside corner, well located for strike one. Kannapolis got creative with some of the colored sand out there on the diamond today. They have the interior of the batter's boxes with blue dirt, and the catcher's box behind the batter is in red dirt. Here's the 1-1. Misses up and outside, a slider. And behind the umpire on the border of the home plate circle, you have an American flag pattern. That's the design of the Kannapolis Cannonballers head groundskeeper Tim Siegel. Always getting creative with his field.
Nicely done, Tim.
Two balls and a strike. Pitch fouled back and onto the roof of Atrium Health Ballpark. Two balls and two strikes now on Arxi Hernandez. You have Rony Hernandez in the on-deck circle. George Wolko, the talented 18-year-old lefty, in the hole. And the 7-9, Juan Gonzalez, Ryan Burrows, and Drake Logan. The Cannonballers are led by second-year manager Pat Leland. The two-ball, two-strike pitch. Curveball slips up high, gets over the catcher Villarreal and all the way to the backstop. Both runners are moving on. And that just slipped right out of the fingers of Marte. He probably threw it 7 feet over the head of Villarreal, who had no chance to shag that wild pitch.
Yeah, I think he was just going for a hard breaking ball and just released it far too early. And at the very least, if you're Arxi Hernandez with full count, you technically did your job. At the very least, you moved the runners up.
That kills the force with one out, forces the Woodpeckers infield to play shallow. Everybody midway along the dirt. 3-2 pitch on the ground left side. Hernandez bobbles for a moment, scoops it up, throws across, and it's in time. No runners advance. And Alberto Hernandez, although he didn't pick it cleanly initially, kept that ball right in front of him. Knocked it down with his fielding arm and quickly recovers to make the play for the second out. Second and third, the runners for Rony Hernandez.
I'm not really sure why Kane wasn't going with that ball on the ground. I mean, early in the game, no score. You take your chances, force the guy to make a play, and then he didn't come up with it cleanly, and Kane still didn't make a break for the plate.
I agree. First running on first contact would have gotten him home just off that brief bobble from Alberto Hernandez. First pitch fastball to the lefty. Rony Hernandez framed off the outside corner, goes for a ball. 1-0 on Hernandez, who's batting .263 on the year. Just one home run, but 32 RBIs. Second and third, the ballers runners here with two outs. Next pitch ripped on a line, hooking along the stripe, and it's fair all the way into the right field corner. Both runners are coming home. Kane from third, Connor right behind him. Rony Hernandez lumbers into second base with a two-run double. Kanapolis on the board, and he put it in the perfect spot up along the right field line, and a long run for Ochoa to get that ball back in. Hernandez does his job. RBIs number 33 and 34 of his season to give Kanapolis the 2-0 advantage.
And he's not the fastest guy, but I think if he realized what was going on out in right field, he would have been able to get to third. Omar Ochoa Jr. really struggled to pick that ball up against the wall. He took three tries to finally get it up cleanly. Regardless, Hernandez in scoring position with two down, and like you mentioned, Chappie, did his job.
So Kanapolis strikes first, a multi-run first inning, and here's another lefty in George Wolko. Woodpeckers were able to handle him last night, 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. First pitch swinging, and a line drive served out into right center field. Ochoa plays it on a couple of hops. They wave Hernandez around third. He's coming home. Throw cut off by the mound. Kanapolis adds on. RBI single for George Wolko. Three runs coming home with two outs against Marte. It's 3-0 ballers.
Didn't want to bring it up today, Chappie, but starting to feel a little familiar to last 4th of July in Zebulon, where early on, the Mudcats got all over Fayetteville pitching. This time around, though, a little bit different in the fact that the Woodpeckers, they had their opportunity in the first inning to get some runs and strike first. They didn't cash in. Meanwhile, the Ballers doing just that right now against Julio Marte.
Yeah, you have to go back to 2019, the last time the Woodpeckers were able to win a ball game on the 4th of July. Unfortunately, historically, the Woodpeckers just haven't had all that much success on America's birthday. They last won on the road in Winston-Salem, 4-2 against the Dash on the road. So trying to end that skid, but down 3-0 early tonight in Kanapolis. First pitch fastball into Juan Gonzalez, called strike one.
And you know, it's been a while when it's a win against an affiliate of the same team that was in a different league at
the
time.
They're in high A now, so we've undergone a pandemic and all sorts of rearranging around the minor leagues since that last 4th of July winner. High fastball draws the swing and miss out of Gonzalez, and Marte able to quickly get ahead here. Next pitch will be number 20, so a laborious first for Marte. Three runs home on three hits and a walk. Two-run double followed by the RBI single. And now the 0-2. Gonzalez takes strike three. A fastball painted right on the outside edge, and Marte quickly retires Gonzalez to end the first. But Kanapolis sends seven men to the plate, They score three runs on three hits, no errors, and one man left on. Early comeback into due tonight on the 4th of July. The Woodpeckers trail 3-0 when we come back on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Nothing Cannonballers right out of the gates tonight. After one inning, the Woodpeckers trail. And Juan Santander leads off against the right-hander Seth Keener. He takes strike one on a fastball. Keener out of the wind, fires, misses up high. It's one ball and one strike. Fayetteville had a chance to score. A walk and a pair of hit batters, but a double play and a pop-out killed out their rally chance. And Kannapolis capitalized against Marte with two outs. A two-run double by Rony Hernandez and then an RBI single by George Wolko have given them the early lead here at home. Strike two called on Santander. The righty ready. Here comes the pitch. He pops it over the Atrium Health ballpark sign out of play. It'll be Santander, Alejandro Nunez, and then Cesar Hernandez, the 6, 7, and 8 of the order. Santander made some solid contact last night. A deep fly to right and also a single up the middle into center. Swings at the 1-2 here and nubs it foul behind home plate. Over to the on-deck circle, where Alejandro Nunez awaits. Game number 79 of the regular season tonight. It's the 40th game on the road for the Woodpeckers, where they've got a combined 15 and 24 to this point away from Segra Stadium. Low outside breaking ball from Keener, and it evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield and outfield plays Santander straight up to start the second inning. And now the 2-2. Takes it inside. Santander scoots out of the way of that pitch and flings a little bit of that blue dirt out of the right-handed hitter's box. Next pitch. Santander takes off the plate outside. Ball four, leadoff walk. And once again, the Woodpeckers granted a quick base runner. Keener started both innings with a walk, and see what Alejandro Nunez can do in his return to the lineup tonight. Got a day off yesterday from his manager, and bats seven tonight, plays over at second base in Kannapolis. Nunez stands in the left side. Here's the pitch from Keener. Scoots him off the plate.
Another quality plate appearance by Juan Santander, by the way. Just last few games, he has been having the same approach that he had back in April, working deep counts and creating favorable situations.
1-0 yanked on the ground and off the facing of the first base dugout.
And now you got a guy in Nunez who played some of his best baseball in the first series between these two teams all the way back in May, hitting .333 against Kannapolis this year.
Yeah, so really good series numbers. Pitch misses up and outside. It's now 2-1. And for Nunez across the season, a .240 hitter. Tonight is 64th game. He has exactly 200 at-bats, 48 hits and 200 ABs, 3 home runs and 18 RBIs. His pitch is up and outside, 3-1. And once again, Keener struggling to find the zone. He has thrown 32 pitches tonight. Only 12 of them have been in the strike zone. 12 strikes, 20 balls. The 3-1. A check swing, and it just does clip the outside corner. Keener's doing enough to at least stay in counts. He's falling behind hitters early, but he's not necessarily issuing four-pitch walks. Gave up ball four on a full count to Santander, and once again here has Nunez 3-2. Shortstop Burrows cheating towards second base. The payoff pitch, and it backs off Nunez. Fastball misses inside. Back-to-back walks by Keener. Won't be surprised to see another form of mound meeting. The catcher Gonzalez went out there in the first inning. Kanapolis' dugout must have a little bit of concern right now for Keener, who has not had these types of control issues all season. Only 28 walks allowed over 62 and two-thirds. And this is a totally different type of pitcher compared to the one that they had on the mound back on June 29th when he went six hitless innings. Walked one, struck out seven against Columbia. His first pitch to Cesar Hernandez misses up and inside. So he falls behind his third straight hitter in this inning. The Woodpeckers have the tying run at the plate with nobody out in the top of the second. 3-0 ballers. Next pitch, low and in. Two balls and no strikes.
Also be interesting to see who comes out to the mound. You know, Donnie Veal's been the acting pitching coach the last few days, but from what we heard, Blake Hickman, the pitching coach for the Cannonballers, back in town for the back half of the series.
Yeah, a few vacation days for him. The pitch is down the middle. So Keener has fallen behind and then shown an ability to try and bring one in there, but the Woodpeckers, who love to swing away, they are an aggressive group, 1-9. They're trying to sit back and be patient tonight. Slider folds into the zone, and it's back to level. Two balls and two strikes on Cesar Hernandez. Cesar comes in batting 235 over 53 games. He also has an even 200 plate appearance, at-bats that is, and 47 total hits. This comes in and grazes him, hit him on the back left leg, and Keener's now hit his third man of the night. Three walks, three hit batters for Keener, and the Woodpeckers have them loaded with nobody out. And now we'll have that meeting on the mound. This looks like it's Donnie Veal once again.
Wow, this is crazy. A guy, like you mentioned, Chappie, a Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, and these weren't just solid outings. I mean, he went six scoreless, struck out seven against the Columbia Fireflies back on the 29th. And he's looking like a completely different guy on the mound right now. He didn't have the greatest of outings against Fayetteville back in May. He pitched before the rain came, gave up a couple of runs, and only ended up going two innings. But right now, I mean, this is the first time all year I think we've seen a Kanapolis arm against the Woodpeckers have this bad of control problems.
This is actually the returning pitching coach, Blake Hickman, who's heading out there to the mound. Donnie was wearing the pullover during the Fayetteville stretch, and Blake's back to wearing his normal number 18 uniform. So Blake makes his return to the ball club and tries to figure out what's gone wrong with Keener. And on the very first pitch, he sails one high and inside. Keener rubbing his hand over the side of his pants. He's going to the rosin bag to try and chalk up the hand. He's either having mechanical or grip issues. I mean, this is just a completely different brand of pitcher compared to the one that Kanapolis had last week. Outside on a fastball, two balls and no strikes on Alberto Hernandez. I would fold out a chair and take a seat if you're in the box right now.
Go grab a hot dog.
Two balls and no strikes. The pitch coming, and it is high. Three balls and no strikes. Alberto Hernandez can continue to watch on as Santander, Nunez, and Hernandez take their leads on the bases. Nowhere to put them. Keener's fallen behind 3-0. 3-0 ball game. The pitch coming home, and it's up and inside. Now it's 3-1. Keener issues a four-pitch walk. And Kanapolis is going to have to get that bullpen activated here pretty soon. This is unraveling on Keener. Two walks, a hit batter, and then another walk.
Four total, and he's also hit three. I mean, there's been two balls put in play so far, one time through the order.
And only walked two batters over the span of his last 12 innings. And Yamal Encarnacion checks his swing at a strike here, and that'll get a little bit of an applause out of the hometown Kanapolis crowd. So Keener given the early three-run advantage, but the Woodpeckers now have the tying runs in scoring position. Encarnacion hacks at a slider, fouls it off the catcher. Meanwhile, there is action going in the Kannapolis bullpen right after the walk was just issued to Hernandez. The ballers get a right-hander warming. The on-field bullpen's out here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So they quickly scramble a guy out there to start warming up. The 0-2 pitch. Encarnacion shoots it foul right over our broadcast location. The count stays nothing and two.
And the righty warming up right now is Mark McLaughlin, the guy who's been notorious for having control issues throughout his minor league career. So something to keep an eye on.
The 0-2 pitch rides high on Encarnacion, a ball and two strikes. Yamal was the first of four Woodpeckers to walk against Keener starting out the ball game. He was stranded on third to end the first inning, but the Woodpeckers have brought one across here on the bases loaded walk. Bases still loaded. The pitch and a bouncer foul hit right back to the screen. One ball and two strikes on Yamal Encarnacion, who not too often this season has had the opportunity to hit with the bases loaded. Yamal's upped his average to .253, .356 on base percentage and a chance to add to his 14 RBIs. High fastball, and he got rung up looking, but that pitch was barely in the zone, according to Stadium TrackMan. Looked like it was just below the letters of Yamal, but called out looking on strike three, and he'll head back to the dugout. Much needed first out for Seth Keener. Bases loaded, one out for Hansel Villarreal.
And that one did look a little bit high to the naked eye. I think it was just the way that the catcher Gonzalez framed it, though, because, as you mentioned, TrackMan had that ball almost completely in the strike zone.
Now a righty, Villarreal, cuts the first pitch, dribbles one softly up along third, a foul ball.
This is where Fayetteville really needs to capitalize. You've got the 2-3 and 4 coming up. Bases loaded, one out. No reason not, at the very least, get another run in and, if not, tie the game.
Keener now at an even 50 pitches. Only 21 of them have been in the zone. Villarreal checks his swing on a fastball that hits the target, and it's called strike two.
Looks like Keener might have found something with that high fastball.
Yeah, just last couple of batters starting to hone in a little bit as the runners look on. Nunez at third, Hernandez at second, Alberto Hernandez over at first. High fastball at 93 in the count to one and two.
That's like five straight at the top of the zone. So if you're Villarreal, I think at this point you got to be looking for it.
He's almost fully abandoned the slider at this point. Keener working up a sweat, winds, fires. Misses a little high and outside at 94. Two balls and two strikes on Villarreal. Great start to his Woodpecker career. He was quiet yesterday. That's six multi-hit games over the first couple of weeks since his call-up from the FCL. 2-2. Takes a look at a slider down in the dirt. Fills the count at three balls and two strikes. So in danger of issuing his second bases loaded walk. Ball four turns this three-run game to a one-run game. Started 3-0. Here's the pitch. Strikes out Villarreal. A challenge fastball right down the middle. And Villarreal just a little late getting to it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Keener with his back pressed up against the wall. He's finding a way to manage, but might have hit his pitch cap for the inning. Manager Pat Leland is walking out of the dugout towards the mound, and we've already had one meeting with the pitching coach. This time it's Leland ready to take the baseball.
I think just the fact that he was well over 50 pitches, hadn't gotten out of the second inning, and most of those pitches coming in this second inning, Leland's just looking out for his guy, but I'm sure he's frustrated he couldn't finish the job, pitch his way out of the jam, but it'll be up to McLaughlin now.
Yeah, not quite the six hitless innings they got out of him last time around. Tough 4th of July for Keener. And the Kannapolis bullpen will try and take over from here, get the final out with the bases still loaded for the Woodpeckers. Two outs in the second. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. 3-1, Cannonballers out ahead.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
We're back with you in Kannapolis. The Woodpeckers were gifted a golden opportunity to try and tie this game. Still could, with bases loaded, two outs. Kenny Gomez stands in with two gone, and new right-hander Mark McLaughlin taking over out of the Ballers' bullpen. McLaughlin takes over for Seth Keener, and Gomez flies the first pitch deep into the opposite field. Nishida goes back. He's onto the warning track, and it dies right in front of the fence. Kenny Gomez falls just about 5 feet shy of a go-ahead grand slam. Gives it a good ride, but Mark McLaughlin does his job and gets out of the inning on one pitch. Woodpeckers score once on a bases-loaded walk, but leave the bases loaded. And Kannapolis takes a 3-1 lead into the bottom of the second when we return.
Fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world is a van.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Woodpeckers get one back for Julio Marte in the top of the second inning on a bases-loaded walk, but they do strand the bags full. So 3-1 our score in the bottom of the second. Ryan Burrows leads off against Marte. It'll be Burrows, Drake Logan, and Riku Nishida, the 8-9-1 here. First pitch, a swing and miss by Burrows, and it's nothing and one. Burrows batting 193 on the year without a home run and 16 RBIs. The 6'6" Marte puts a slider out across the plate for a strike, and it's quickly nothing and two. Kannapolis scored their three runs, all with two outs against Marte in the bottom of the first. Here's a soft pop fly hit over to Santander. He backs up on it, shades with the glove, and makes the catch. So one gone quickly for Marte. It was a two-run double for Rony Hernandez. That opened the scoring. And then George Wolko pulled a line drive out into right center that scored. Hernandez made it 3-0. Fayetteville gets one back. Seth Keener's day is done. So for the Cannonballers tonight, they will have to figure out a path with their bullpen, string it together with a number of relievers. So that can sometimes make the Woodpeckers' case a little easier. Drake Logan takes the first pitch, lone outside. It is 1-0 on the Kannapolis nine-hitter. Next pitch. And Logan hacks over top of a slider. 1-1 on Logan. A 239 hitter this year with a home run and 22 RBIs. Marte's motion and 1-1 pitch. Gets a swing and miss again. More off speed. He gave him the changeup. Logan was over top of it once more.
Played a big role in the July 3rd game between these two teams last year. Hit a pair of home runs in what was ultimately a one-run loss for Kannapolis at Sagra Stadium.
The 1-2, and Logan strikes out swinging. A high fastball got him. It's been a lot of that this year for Drake. Logan leads the team now with 72 strikeouts, just 18 walks. And for Julio Marte, he has fanned two of the last three he's faced. Going back to the first, we head back to the top of the order. Two outs and bases empty for Riku Nishita. Ballers lead by a pair. It's 3-1 in the bottom of the second. Jaworski, the third baseman, plays shallow towards the grass. And Nishita grounds the first pitch out to second base. Nunez charges, plays it on a couple of hops, and casually throws over to first to end a 1-2-3 inning. Very quick work for Marte. Needed that after a laborious first. We head to the third. It is 3-1 Cannonballers on the 4th of July. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Sagra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.
Dale Morrow, Choa Jr. heads to the plate to lead off the top of the third against Mark McLaughlin. He'll carry on after taking over for Seth Keener. Let's hand the baton over to Colin Casey now for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. McLaughlin's first pitch to Naomar Ochoa Jr. in there for a strike. Ochoa got a pitch off his hands his first time up from Seth Keener. Book closed on Keener, ends up going an inning and two-thirds. Did not give up a hit, but also gives up an earned run. A hot shot to short, and Ryan Burrows can't come up with it. Trickles into center field, and Ochoa aboard to start the third. See how they score it. That one was scorched at 100 miles an hour off the bat. Naomar Ochoa Jr.'s had a lot of success against Kannapolis this year, 11 for 30 with a home run and seven runs batted in versus the Ballers. Do flash an error on the board, so an E6 charge to Burrows. First pitch to Chase Jaworski from McLaughlin is fouled off. Chase popped out to end the scoring threat in the first inning when the Woodpeckers left a pair aboard. McLaughlin, the former Tennessee Volunteer, 23 years old, and the Atlanta, Georgia native, taken in the seventh round of the 2022 draft by the White Sox. So a couple of seventh-round picks on this team. McLaughlin in 22 and George Wolko in 2023. Short leadoff of first for Ochoa and the 0-1. Very late decision to swing from Jaworski. Cut on and missed 0-2. 1-2 record for McLaughlin in 19 relief appearances this season. He's got a 4.08 earned run average through 35 and a third innings pitched. 1.33 whip. 0-2 comes in and hits Jaworski. Got him on the arm, the fourth Woodpecker to be hit in this ball game and we're still in the third inning. Once again, Fayetteville has had the first two batters reach the third straight inning.
Well, with all the free base runners the Woodpeckers have gained here, Colin, the first three innings, got to find a way to tie this game. You know, bases loaded, nobody out in the second yet. Two on, nobody out in the first. Now two on, nobody out in the third. All it takes is just one line drive to a gap somewhere, and we got a new ball game.
Juan Santander, who walked his first time around. First pitch from McLaughlin on the outside corner. Have to go see most times the Woodpeckers have, as a team, been hit in a ball game this year. We have to already be near that mark. Keener hit three batters. McLaughlin now with one. 0-1, high fastball. Keener, the second Kannapolis Cannonballer this year to hit three batters. The first, coincidentally enough, was yesterday's starter, Aldrin Batista. Plunked three batters against Fayetteville back on May 16th. Infield at double play depth for Kannapolis, 1-1. Down in the dirt, nice stop by the catcher, Gonzalez. Mentioned the control issues for McLaughlin as he was warming up throughout his professional career. 63 walks to 77 strikeouts over 87 professional innings. It's a career ERA of 8.17. 2-1, that's well below the zone, and Santander with a hitter's count, 3-1. He'll be followed by Alejandro Nunez. Santander scored the only run of the ball game on that bases-loaded walk to Alberto Hernandez last inning. 3-1. Gets it on the ground, up the middle. Burrows shuffle flips it to second for one. The throw is wide and goes off the facing of the dugout. Ochoa caught off the bag, heads back to third. Kannapolis throwing the ball all over the place, but it ends up being a fielder's choice. Wild throw by the second baseman, Mikey Kane, kicked it all off. Santander will stay put at first. Ochoa scampered back to the bag at third. They're at the corners with one down.
Yeah, and right as Ochoa hit the brakes, he was almost halfway down the third baseline. That throw comes to the plate. He turned his back towards his dugout, and he didn't see that throw sail beyond Gonzalez. Ricky tried to point it to him, but at that point, Ochoa committed to getting back to third. So you keep the inning alive, but might have missed on a chance to score a run there.
So here is Nunez through a simple walk in the second inning. First pitch from McLaughlin. That fastball finds the zone. Woodpeckers now 6-6 in the second half of the season. Kannapolis 5-7. Game back as they both jockey for position in the South Division. 0-1 comes in, wow, and hits Nunez. That's five now. And the bases are loaded. I don't think I've ever quite seen control issues like this that Kannapolis has been plagued with through the first three innings of this ball game. Crazy thing, though, only one run allowed to this point. But Fayetteville with another golden opportunity. Bases chucked, one out. Cesar Hernandez coming up.
Well, Xavier Cassarella has to be happy he's not in this game tonight. He's been the ball magnet in terms of being hit by pitches this year, but five different Woodpeckers have been plunked. Man.
First pitch to Cesar is chopped foul and includes Chase Jaworski, who leads the team in that category. He was hit just a few moments ago. Pause in the action. Ball got away out in right field, and George Wolko had to flip it up into the stands. 3-1 Kannapolis, but Fayetteville has them loaded here in the top of the third. The 0-1 pitch, fastball. That one nearly got a piece of Hernandez, brushed him off the plate. Good velo on that fastball from McLaughlin. Tops out around 95 miles an hour. 1-1 pitch, and Hernandez jammed, fists it foul to the left. Still got some fans filing in on this 4th of July here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Woodpeckers and Ballers will play today, tomorrow, and then on Saturday to close out the series. 1-2 pitch. Hernandez hits it on a line out to right. Wolko coming in, makes the catch. No opportunity to tag for Ochoa. Good throw comes to the plate. And Cesar Hernandez hit it well, but unfortunately right at the Ballers' right fielder. No advance, no runs, two down.
Yeah, Alberto even taps Cesar on the shoulder. This is a good swing. It's been the difference tonight. The Cannonballers have found a couple of gaps. Woodpecker still trying to drop something in the real estate out there, so good contact, but right to Wolko.
Hernandez with the lone RBI. Drew a walk with the bases loaded last inning. First pitch to him is down low. Ochoa at third, Santander at second, Nunez at first. Woodpeckers have left five runners on base already. They have three on now in addition, and they still don't have a hit. 1-0. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. The most hit batters that one team has suffered in one ball game this year is five. That has now been matched, and it was owned by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hit five times against Carolina on May 8th. Swinging a foul ball off the bat of Hernandez. That was a 10-inning game, by the way. We are in the top of the third inning today. Get the ice packs ready in that visiting clubhouse. Woodpeckers trying not to let another chance go by the wayside. Bases loaded, the 1-2. And Hernandez hits it well out towards center field. Drake Logan back, plenty of room in front of the wall, makes the catch. The inning is over. Woodpeckers do not score. They have stranded eight runners on through three innings, and they trail 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the third from Atrium Health Ballpark on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest... Mikey Kane steps into the batter's box, 3-1. The Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Back on the mound, Julio Marte, and he's hoping for a little bit of run support after pitching a scoreless second inning. Certainly did not get it, though. The Woodpeckers have left eight runners on base over the first three innings on this 4th of July. First pitch fastball, a little bit low against Kane. He'll be followed by Caden Connor and then Arxie Hernandez. Kane with a double down the left field line back in the first inning. Good pitch there, but Marte doesn't get the call from home plate umpire Jared Neal. 2-0. Pitch, and Kane spoils it foul to the right. Got productive series for Kane. Had an RBI in the loss back on Monday. Fastball in there for a strike. Had a double, single, and a walk on Tuesday. And then yesterday, two-run home run and a base hit, and he's already got a double today. Former Oregon State Beaver having himself a productive series at the dish. 2-2 from Marte. Sails a little bit high, full count. Pitches now for Julio. The 3-2. Reaching out, tapping it past the glove of Marte is Kane. The throw from the second baseman, Nunez, is in time. Good job by Alejandro sticking with the play. It's a 4-3 put out. One out. And Caden Connor coming to the plate. And for the folks listening, they are not clapping for Connor, as good of a season he's had.
Nope, that is KC the Bat Dog down there retrieving the bats here in the inning. She does a good job.
Wonder if her and Slider down in Myrtle Beach have a bit of a rivalry going. First pitch to Connor in there for a strike. Marte is now set down five in a row. Connor walked and scored in that three-run first for Kannapolis, and he hits this one the other way out to fairly deep left center field. Jamal Encarnacion going back, and he makes the catch just in front of the wall. Well, it wasn't quite the grab that Jamal made yesterday that ended up on SportsCenter, but it was a heck of a running catch, about 10 feet to spare. Two quick outs for Marte here in the third.
What a grab that was. We were kind of waiting by the TV later after the game when top plays came on, and boom, number three, Encarnacion, top three in the country. Pretty cool.
Marcy Hernandez takes ball one outside. Maybe some bragging rights with Kenny Gomez, who was on the top plays the previous homestand. Hernandez with a swing and a miss when he went crashing through the gate in left center at Segra. Kenny ended up at number four, so Jamal just able to edge him out for the low mark on the year. 1-1, swing and a miss on the Kannapolis cleanup hitter. Third time in the last 2 years now that the Woodpeckers have appeared on the SC Top 10. Garrett McGowan with a double play out in left field last season for the Woodpeckers. 1-2 from Julio, grounded foul off to the left. Arxie Hernandez, the ground out to short so far in this one. RBI double and a fielder's choice that brought home a run last night at Segra Stadium. Ninth meeting between these two teams this season. They'll play nine more games in this battle of North Carolina. Marte starts his windup. His 1-2 again is hit on the ground up the middle. Shortstop Hernandez unable to get there. It's a two-out single for Arxie Hernandez. Moves to 1-for-2. And that stretch of six in a row set down by Marte comes to a conclusion. Fourth hit of the ball game for the Ballers. And Rony Hernandez, who's produced the biggest swing today, comes to the plate. Ripped a two-run double down the right field line. Gave Kannapolis the early edge. Three-hit game yesterday for Rony, that is. Marte, fastball low and outside. He's now driven in 34 runs this season. Batting average has surged lately up to 264. 1-0 from Marte, down and away once more. Expectation is that Elaine Pena would follow Julio Marte later on in this ball game. And Rony Hernandez fouls that one back. Great 4th of July crowd, just as it was last night at Segra Stadium. Over 5,300 in attendance to the 7-2 defeat the Woodpeckers had at the hands of Kannapolis. Fastball a little low once again, and Hernandez now with a 3-1 count. Everything remaining down for Marte against the powerful lefty. Speaking of powerful lefties, George Wolko waits on deck. Decent lead off of first for Arxie Hernandez, the 3-1. That fastball is in for a strike. So that fills it up with two down. Woodpeckers will have the top of the order leading off the top of the fourth inning. Marte's 3-2, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on Hernandez, a great outside changeup. Julio Marte picks up his third strikeout and puts up back-to-back scoreless innings after surrendering three in the first. Third of the way through this 4th of July ball game, Kannapolis 3, Fayetteville 1 on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers radio network.
A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
That ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Happy Independence Day from Kannapolis, North Carolina. Head to the top of the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Woodpeckers trail the Ballers 3-1. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, pleased that you're joining us on this Independence Day 2024. Jamal Encarnacion will lead it off. Woodpeckers had their opportunities so far, a third of the way through this ballgame, but have yet to cash in outside of a bases-loaded walk. Mark McLaughlin back on the mound, and a fastball called strike one at the top of the zone on Jamal. He's walked and struck out looking across two plate appearances so far. Sending his on-base streak to 18 games with that walk. Takes a breaking ball low. It's 1-1. Laughlin now dropped that ERA on the year to 3.72. Soft ground ball off the bat, Encarnacion to second. Charging is Kane. His throw to first is in time. 4-3 put out. Against McLaughlin, the first out of the fourth. Hansel Villarroel comes to the plate. Woodpeckers still in search of that first hit. They have had plenty of base runners, but nobody has broken in on the hit column. Neomar Ochoa Jr. scorched a ball, but ended up being an error charged to Ryan Burrows at short. First pitch to Villarroel outside. Fayetteville team that jumped all over Kannapolis in the series opener on Monday. Scored in each of the first five innings. Villarroel flashes a check swing, and he went around 1-1. Had a trio of runs in that first inning on Monday. Run in the second, run in the third, and then two in the fourth. On their way to a 13-6 win. Villarroel blown away by another fastball from McLaughlin. It's his first time facing the right-handed reliever. He was the last batter that Seth Keener faced before he was pulled from the ball game. Eclipsed 55 pitches through less than two innings. He'll get a no decision out of it. 1-2 from McLaughlin in there for strike three. Fastball down and in. And Villarroel rare multi-strikeout game for him. Two up, two down.
Well, he started so flaming hot first week or so. You knew there'd be a little bit of regression, but still a ton of confidence putting him right in the top of the order each and every night. We'll find the timing.
Two away for Kenny Gomez, 0 for 2 tonight. He checks his swing, and Kenny went around for strike one. Grounded into a double play in the first and just missed a grand slam off of McLaughlin back in the second. It went deep to left center, but Nishida tracked it down. And he'll hit this one to left as well. Nishida coming in. He won't get there. It drops in, and the Woodpeckers have their first hit of the ball game with two outs in the fourth.
It's just funny how the soft contact is the one that falls. Not hit all that squarely for Kenny, only 77 miles coming off of the bat. And he would have hoped the hard contact that Cesar Hernandez made last inning with bases loaded would be the one that dropped, but see what you can do with a two-out base runner.
Gomez stretching a big lead against McLaughlin. Here's Ochoa. He's reached base twice tonight. Ball one taken low. Catcher Gonzalez thought about popping a throw down to first. Woodpeckers took a pair of bases in yesterday's defeat. 1-0. And Ochoa fouls it straight back. We're running rampant in that opener. Since then, it seems like Kannapolis has adjusted and limited the opportunities that Fayetteville has had to try to make something happen. Ball and a strike on the Astros' 11th round pick. Gomez on the move, and Ochoa swings and fouls it right over the Atrium Health Ballpark sign. It's 1-2. Gomez will work his way back to first. Fayetteville dropped 5 of 6 games at Atrium Health Ballpark back in May, including a 22-1 loss. That was the worst loss in franchise history for the Woodpeckers. McLaughlin to the belt. 1-2 pitch. Skipped in the dirt. Good stop, though, from Gonzalez. No advance by Gomez. Woodpeckers trying to improve that road record. They're still above 500 at Segra Stadium at 20-19, but 15-24 away from Fayetteville. Two balls, two strikes. Gomez on the move. Pitch is hit on the ground to short. Burrows no play at second. Fires it on to first and beats Ochoa to end the inning. So two-out single from Kenny Gomez gets Fayetteville in the hit column. They still trail 3-1. We enter the bottom of the fourth inning on this Independence Day from Atrium Health Ballpark.
Calling all pups. Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Falling under attack, a mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
Kannapolis 3, Fayetteville 1. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. George Wolko step into the plate. Leo Marte back on the mound. He's put together back-to-back scoreless innings after giving up a trio of runs in the home half of the first inning. First pitch from Marte. This is up and outside to Wolko. RBI single dropped into right field. First time up for the 18-year-old. 1-0, and he swings and fouls it straight back. Had a heck of a first couple of games of the series, but really struggled in last night's win for Kannapolis. And the Golden Sombrero struck out four times in four trips. Been a real feast or famine hitter since he's arrived in the Carolina League. Down in the dirt, 2-1 now on Wolko. Still the active leader in home runs. He's way out in front. It's 2-2. That was previously Ryan Galaney, who was promoted not too long after the first series between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers. This is a Ballers team that, despite their high offense, they don't hit a lot of home runs. 2-2, hair downstairs. Coming into today, the Ballers with 44 home runs on the season, tied for sixth in the Carolina League. Marte peers over his mitt. Wind up in the 3-2. Fastball comes in, nearly grazes Wolko, and he works a leadoff walk. Second base on balls allowed by Marte, and the leadoff man on for the first time all night, believe it or not, for Kannapolis.
Well, it feels like the one thing we have not seen George Wolko do a ton of in this series is base run, just because his hits have been for extra bases, usually a double or a triple. They struck him out four times yesterday, so maybe here we'll get to see a little bit of that speed on display.
Juan Gonzalez, the batter, cuts and misses at the first pitch from Marte. And the 0-1. Breaking ball. Gonzalez out in front. Wolko does not have a stolen base yet in the Carolina League. 0-0, but he did steal three bases in the ACL, Arizona Complex League, in four attempts. That was across 15 games. Time called. And Gonzalez will step out of the box. He's sporting a new number than he did the last time these two teams met, wearing the number 14 that Galaney used to wear before his promotion to Winston-Salem. Righty against righty, the 0-2. Fastball outside. Video board still got him at number 39, so might have been a recent change. Formerly of the Toronto Blue Jays organization. 1-2. And Marte gets a swing and a miss out of Gonzalez. Half swing, but he went around. And that's the fourth punch out for Marte. Wolko remains at first. One down. Ryan Burrows coming up.
Well, tonight, I like where Marte's changeups and sliders are ending up. A lot of them low, below the zone. Inside on righties, down and away with the slider to those right-handed bats. He didn't let anything too fat that can be hit hard.
Swing and a miss from Burrows. Signed as a free agent back in 2022, the Panama native. Was not in the lineup yesterday and is 0-1 today. Falls behind, nothing in two. Another swing and a miss. Wolko leads off of first, the 0-2. Burrows taps it foul. Burrows, Wolko, and Rony Hernandez, they very tight-knit. They got a chance to observe the end of the Complex League season last year, and they're nicknamed the Shadow Trio. Safe to say the Shadow Trio has made a lot of noise this year in single A, rather. 1-2, sails up high. Glance at first from Marte. Pitch comes in and pops out of the mitt of Villarroel. It's a ball. Burrows has had tremendous success against left-handed pitching. this year. 417 average, but just 172 against righties. Fortunately for him, Woodpeckers have only one lefty in their bullpen, and he pitched yesterday, Colby Lankford. 2-2. Fouled off to the right, out of the stadium. Nine-hitter Drake Logan waiting on deck. Marte's pitch count starting to get up there. He's at 63. Trying to get through four innings here. 2-2. Fastball, little outside. Didn't miss by much. A good take from Burrows. Full count.
That's right about where the Woodpeckers want Marte to go today. Pitch through four, maybe work into the fifth. You have Elaine Pena scheduled to go later tonight. You know he can be efficient.
Big lead over at first from Wolko. 3-2 is hit pretty well out to left field. Encarnacion back. He runs it down on the warning track for the second out. Wolko got all the way to second base and had to scamper back at the last second to first for the second out. And for Yamal Encarnacion, the busy series out at left continues, but he's passed with flying colors.
Really feels like ever since the start of the Myrtle Beach series, every time this kid ends up out in left field, he has to take a long route somewhere, whether it's towards the line, diving catch, cutting something off in the alleyway. He's improved his route running just in this last week alone.
Here's Logan. Chases after a first pitch off speed. Woodpeckers got a far better defensive performance in yesterday's loss than they did the game before. Just the one error, and it was committed by a pitcher. Sent in the air to the right side, Naomar Ochoa Jr. working his way towards the line. He has it, and the inning is over. So after the leadoff walk, Julio Marte settles in. Three straight scoreless innings for the right-hander. Inning comes to an end. We go to the top of the fifth. Still a 3-1 lead for Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Peaches grow in my house, it's not much to talk about. But it's filled with love, just grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. See the touch of a brush.
Another happy 4th of July to all tuning in to this edition of Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. 3-1 Kannapolis. Mark McLaughlin, who's gone 2 1/3 scoreless out of the pen, faces off against Chase Jaworski. And back on the play-by-play, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Jaworski lines the first pitch up the right field line, and it rolls all the way into the corner. Long run over for George Wolko to scoop it up. Fires back onto the infield, and Jaworski cruises in with a leadoff double. Well, five straight innings, the Woodpeckers have had at least one base runner in the fourth of five innings tonight where the leadoff man has made it on. Jaworski picks up Fayetteville's second hit of the day and first extra base hit. See what Juan Santander can do with it. They got to start bringing some of these guys around. Nine left on over the first four innings. Lone run came in the second on an RBI walk from Alberto Hernandez that came with the bases loaded. So here is Santander, and the first pitch called to strike. Got belt high on a fastball, and it's nothing and one against Santander.
17th double of the season for Jaworski, ties him with Kenny Gomez for the team lead.
And it's his fourth a double since coming back from that brief injury stint due to the finger injury. So he's really been racking up the doubles ever since his return. Been a great jolt to the lineup right in the middle of things. Santander fouls the pitch back, and it's nothing and two. Juan tonight has scored the lone Woodpecker run on that bases loaded walk. He drew a walk himself to lead off that inning and has also bounced into a fielder's choice. Jaworski also the team leading base stealer with 24 on the year. Has a good size lead. The pitch misses outside, and it's one and two on Santander.
Wouldn't call it uncharted territory for Mark McLaughlin, but it hasn't been too often that he's worked past two and a third innings this year. In fact, only one time he's gone further than two and a third. That was back on April 20th.
Right-hander sets and fires. Misses low. Count back to level with two balls and two strikes on Santander. Kannapolis can guarantee a split of this series with a win tonight. The Woodpeckers trying to level it going into Friday. It's kind of how the series out in Myrtle Beach went. Woodpeckers won early, lost those middle games, and then closed it out with a strong game five and six. 2-2 pitch. Santander with a bouncer up along the third base side, charging in on the grass. Hernandez, he picks and throws across in time to get Santander. Jaworski able to advance behind the fielder. Hernandez charged forward in front of that third base bag, left it wide open for Jaworski to hustle over. So productive ground out. Out number one of the fifth, and here is Alejandro Nunez with a chance to make it a one-run game. 3-1 Kannapolis in the top of the fifth, man at third, and Nunez, who's been on twice tonight, does not have a recorded at-bat. He's drawn a walk and also been hit by a pitch. One of five different Woodpeckers to be plunked already. Swings and lines it out into right field. This sinks quick and down in front of Wolko. Jaworski scampers home, and the Woodpeckers finally get that hit they've been looking for to bring home a base runner. 3-2, Fayetteville back within a run. The RBI single by Alejandro Nunez puts the tying run aboard as well.
Yeah, they were starving for it. 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position before that single from Nunez. And not a bad guy to have up in that situation. He's got that smooth swing. When all you need is a single, Alejandro Nunez usually delivers.
So now it's Cesar. Middle infield has the shortstop cheating over towards the middle a bit. Burrows. And this pitch down in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. So one ball, no strike count on Cesar Hernandez. Third time through the lineup here. Second time facing Mark McLaughlin for these Woodpeckers hitters. The 1-0. And a curve stays a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes on Hernandez, who's also been hit by a pitch. He lined out to right field in the third. That's the biggest tough luck out of the night for Fayetteville. The bases were loaded at the time, and he made good contact but hit it right to George Wolko. Swings here and lifts one high towards the left field bullpen. It slices a little more and gets out of play. So two balls and a strike on Cesar Hernandez. For one tonight, and now 1-for-8 in the series with a walk and three strikeouts. Short lead off at first for Nunez, but he's breaking on the pitch. Hernandez swings and flies one deep out into right. Wolko has it dead over his head, and it is gone. It clears the wall in right field. A line shot that kept on carrying over the yellow padding clears the high wall by inches out in right, and Cesar Hernandez on his second of the year has given the Woodpeckers their first lead on this 4th of July. It is 4-3.
First home run for Hernandez since April 30th. That's been a long time coming. We've seen him in batting practice pepper that apartment complex out in right field. He had a metal bat earlier and was just ripping them off them and didn't have the launch angle to get one there, but man, it left the bat in a hurry. Just snuck over the wall just above that yellow line. Boy, have things changed in a hurry here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
So the Woodpeckers storm back. They get a three-run inning of their own on three hits in this fifth against McLaughlin. That home run registering at 103 miles per hour off the bat. And it needed 382 feet to just barely clear that wall out and right. So Cesar Hernandez, an unlikely source of power tonight from the Woodpeckers, but they're finally able to come up with some of those big swings with runners on. So many runners left on base over the first three innings, and keep putting the ball in play, and they start to come around. Three runs home. Alberto Hernandez now with the bases clear and one out. Pitch from McLaughlin misses way up high, a curveball, and it's 1-0 on Alberto. And the pitch misses up high, 1-1 on Alberto. Here's the pitch. Curveball dives down low. A lefty starting to warm out there in that Kannapolis pen. So he knew it'd be a tough night for Kannapolis' bullpen. Have to be a long bullpen effort after their starter Seth Keener only went an inning and two-thirds. 2-1 to Alberto. Pulled on the ground out towards short. Burrows circles behind it. Running throw is accurate to Kate Connor for out number two. Alberto Hernandez drops to 0-for-2 on the day with the roller. Back up to the top of the order. Already the fourth at bat for Yamal Encarnacion. 4-3 Fayetteville out in front for the first time tonight. A run in the second and three runs coming home here in the fifth. The wind, the kick, and the first pitch to Encarnacion shot foul and out of play. Nothing in one. Yamal tonight with a couple of nice catches out in left field, but quiet on the offensive end. 0-for-2 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. Low pitch out in front of the plate. And it's 1-1 on Yamal. McLaughlin threw around three innings now after picking up that ground out from Hernandez. Three earned runs, four hits over three innings of relief work. Encarnacion hits a breaking ball out into pretty deep left center field. Logan tracks it over to his right, and the center fielder puts it away short of the track to retire Encarnacion and end the Woodpeckers' fifth. But a big inning for Fayetteville here on the road. RBI single by Nunez, and the go-ahead two-run home run from Cesar Hernandez has Fayetteville out in front for the first time. 4-3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Field Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Never walk barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never roll in the hay. You never fall in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Shoes off, kick them off, get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you how country feels.
Well, Julio Marte works into the fifth inning tonight for the Woodpeckers. Bottom five, and Fayetteville now has a 4-3 lead thanks to a two-run home run from Cesar Hernandez. Rico Nishida leads it off. The lefty leadoff man lines the very first pitch out into center field and has his first hit of the night. Times up a Marte fastball, 93 miles an hour, center cut right about knee level, and Nishida times it up perfectly right back up the gut for a leadoff single, and the ballers put the leadoff man on. It'll probably turn to a Fayetteville bullpen game in this inning as well. Right-hander Ben Petschke is starting to loosen for the Woodpeckers down that left field side, and they're also expected to have Elaine Pena available for tonight. First pitch to Mikey Kane, fouled straight back into the screen. And it's 0-1 on Kane, who doubled and scored the first Kannapolis run in the first inning. Ballers did all of their scoring in that first inning, in fact. Three runs home in the bottom of the first, and since that point, three innings of two-hit ball for Julio Marte. So he's settled in after facing that order first time through. And the pitch misses down and away to Kane, 1-1. Usually it's advantage lineup second time they see a starter, but Marte has found a way to sort of reverse that narrative tonight and command things well while the offense has given him the lead. Next pitch dives low on Kane and puts him ahead, two balls and a strike.
Really trying to get that double play ball, everything low against Kane. Infield at double play depth with Nunez playing pretty close to that second base back.
I think that's just where you get into trouble at this level if you leave that changeup or you leave the slider high in the zone, middle of the zone, and Marte's kept the stuff down. And the velocity's been consistent for him between 91 and 93. Gets a swing and miss on a fastball to Kane, and it's two balls and two strikes.
Surprised we haven't seen Nishida off and running. He's been active on the bases in this series.
Yeah, team high stolen base leader. He has over 30 on the season. Shuffles his weight back and forth. He's going. No, it was a bluff. And he misses down and outside Marte. He's a very quick twitch. Nishida turns his shoulders towards second, takes one big step like he's going just to see if he can bait the catcher into doing something. So 3-2 on Kane. On deck, Kane and Connor. Arxi Hernandez in the hole, the heart of the order hitters. This pitch is up and inside, and Kane draws ball four. First two cannonballers reach, and Kannapolis and a prime chance to put together a response. We'll see where this leaves Marte. He's at 73 pitches. And it leaves his manager no other decision other than to go to the bullpen. Ricky Rivera sent his starter back out there to try and grab an out. Not able to do so in this fifth. It'll be four-plus tonight for Julio Marte, but he does depart with the lead. Ben Petschke will inherit two, try and hold this 4-3 advantage when we come back. Marte walks off the hill. We'll give you his final numbers on the other side of this break. Petschke to the hill, 4-3 Fayetteville, 2-1 for Kannapolis. Bottom five on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit Fayetteville Woodpecker.
So Julio Marte off the mound and Ben Petschke inherits a tough spot. Two on, nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. The Woodpeckers holding a one-run lead, 4-3. And Petschke will be asked to get all three outs in this inning. Starts out against Caden Connor, one of the top hitters in the Carolina League. 307 bat with 54 driven in on the year. First pitch a little high from Petschke for ball one. It'll be Connor, Arxie Hernandez, and then Rony Hernandez. Petschke comes in 2-0 on the year with a 7.03 ERA in 19 games. Look down to second, the 1-0. Inside, backs away Connor. Two balls and no strikes. Petschke's been a fireman at times this year, just a bridge type of arm that can get you one critical out. He can get you six outs if you need that from him. So he's been able to adapt throughout the year, early innings, late innings, or middle innings like this, and a tipping point of the ballgame. 2-0. Line drive hit softly up the middle. Alberto Hernandez back to shag it, and he makes the catch right before that ball touches down in short center field. Hernandez already positioned up the middle of the diamond to make that play, so out number one. And Petschke has a little bit of the pressure taken off his shoulders. Now something on the ground could potentially get him out of the inning. Here comes Arxie Hernandez.
Oh yeah, that's a huge out, Chappie. I mean, the guy leading the Carolina League in hits. Almost feels like a certainty that he's going to reach base somehow, but get him to line out softly, you will take that every day of the week.
Hernandez with a ground out to short and also a single, one of five Kannapolis hits on the night. Leans out of the way of a first pitch curveball, and it's 1-0. Petschke with 22 strikeouts, 23 walks across the season, 32 total innings. And he's allowed 25 earned runs over that stretch. Only one home run. Does a good job of keeping the ball in the park. This pitch sweeps off the outside and misses for ball two. Arxie Hernandez and then Rony Hernandez. Arxie the third baseman, Rony the DH. Third time through the lineup here, but the first time these part of the order hitters get to take a look at the righty out of Samford, Ben Petschke. There's a breaking ball squeezing on the inside, well located for strike one. See if Pat Leland, giving those signs over in the third base coach's box, wants to get aggressive with his runners, speeding Nishida leading the way. A look that way by Petschke, the 2-1. Hernandez cuts through a high fastball. 93 up top, good velo coming in from Petschke. Lefty continues to warm out of that Kannapolis bullpen, and Alain Pena has already started to loosen out in the Fayetteville side, so both bullpens active.
It's Frankelly Arias out in the Ballers bullpen.
Likely see him in the next inning, coming in for Mark McLaughlin, who's through 3 1/3 in relief and probably all done for the night. 2-2 on Arxie Hernandez, the set by Petschke. Here's the pitch. Line drive, it skips off the dirt and out through right field. Nishida gets the stop sign at third. Throw cut off near the mound by Santander. They'll settle for the single. No runs, but the bases are loaded. Kane trails down to second base. Nishida at third, and it'll be Rony Hernandez with that tying run 90 feet away.
Great pitch there from Petschke. Just kind of a crummy result. Hit the ground ball he was looking for to try and turn two, but it was to the gap on the right side. Have to tip your cap to Arxie Hernandez to hit it the other way where the defense is not. And there we go, big moment in this game and one of the most dangerous guys in the lineup to have at the plate with the bases loaded.
There's been no shortage of base runners in this game for both sides. Rony Hernandez stands in, lefty ready, first pitch, spoiled foul, and off to the left. The Woodpeckers have loaded up the bases on two different occasions tonight. They've put runners on in 4 of 5 innings. Here's Kannapolis loading up the bases for the first time in the game. Came through with a pair of two-out hits in the first. Their only run since. The set in the 0-1. Hernandez with a bouncing ball to second base. Nunez fields. He pivots, goes to second for one. The turn to first is not in time. Hernandez barely beats it out by a stride. He hustles out the double play ball and allows the run to come home. Nishida crosses, and we're back to level. 4-4 the score in the bottom of the fifth. Boy, by just one step, Ben Petschke almost got out of it.
Yeah, credit to Rony Hernandez for legging that out. A little bit too far away for Nunez to be able to comfortably snap that off over to Hernandez. He still did a good job of getting it there efficiently. I just don't know what more he probably could have done to hasten that double play.
Rony Hernandez now with a three RBI game in the five spot. That's an RBI fielder's choice as he legs it out and puts runners at the corners with two outs for George Wolko. Wolko came through in a two-out spot in the first inning. He pulled a single out into right center field that scored Rony Hernandez. Now he has Mikey Cain at third, Hernandez down at first. Wolko drawing a walk that led off the fourth. He's been aboard twice. And here's a breaking ball served out into left center field. It drops in front of Hernandez and gives the Cannonballers the lead. The 18-year-old Wolko comes through again. He claps his hands. He pumps his fist. He looks at his dugout. The Cannonballers respond with two in the home half, and it's now 5-4. Hit the other runner, Hernandez, up to second base on his second RBI single of the game.
It's the breaking ball that stayed up. Wolko, good directional hitting once again, drove at the opposite field. Difference right now in this game, one-run ball game still, but Kannapolis has taken advantage of their opportunities with runners in scoring position, and Fayetteville's only been able to partially do that.
Now Juan Gonzalez, the catcher and righty, taking strike one. He's fanned in both plate appearances today, 0 for 2. And the book is officially closed on Julio Marte. Both of those inherited runners come home. And for Marte tonight, over four-plus innings, allows five earned on five hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. The final line for Julio, and it does put him on the hook potentially for a loss if the Woodpeckers can't find a way to level this thing up once again. Pitch fouled back into the screen. Quickly, nothing and two on Juan Gonzalez.
Yeah, certainly don't blame Ricky Rivera for giving him the start of that fifth inning, but it's unfortunate that that's how his outing came to conclusion after a nice recovery.
Baseball just got loose from the right field bullpen. Arias uncorked one. It got through the catcher. The one shortcoming of on-field bullpens. I think the fans like them. You can see the guys right out in front of you, but the game gets delayed every once in a while. Force at all bases with two outs. An 0-2 count on Gonzalez. Now 5-4 Kannapolis, and Petschke fires. Drew a check swing, and they will not appeal. Only a subtle flinch of the hands. 1-2 on a pretty good slider down and away. A good waist pitch.
These on-field bullpens have been making a comeback, too. You got this in a relatively new ballpark. Same in Columbia.
That's right. Woodpeckers went with the over the left field wall dimensions. Here's a high fastball that gets Gonzalez swinging. So Petschke takes care of Gonzalez. No damage done to Petschke's line as he gets all three outs in a tough spot in the fifth. But a pair of inherited runners come home against Marte, and the Cannonballers strike back with a two-run home half. They lead 5-4 as we go to the sixth on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Sigma Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Sigma Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I learned, I come to know. Life at both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much, and I shackled up GTO.
Great to have you with us on this 4th of July. Hope you're enjoying your night with family, friends, and a little bit of baseball. Hansel Villarreal leads off the top of the 6th inning. The Woodpeckers now trail for a second time, 5-4 the score. New lefty Frankelly Arias brings home his first pitch of the night, and it's fouled back by Villarreal 0-1. Arias takes over for Mark McLaughlin, third pitcher and second reliever used tonight by Pat Leland. He was warming up out in the bullpen for much of that fifth inning rally and now inherits the 5-4 lead. Pitch fouled away over the Atrium Health ballpark sign and goes to nothing and two quickly on Hansel Villarreal, who's had a quiet night. He was hit by a pitch up in the hand in his first at-bat, but has struck out twice since. He's officially 0-for-2 in the box score. Now the motion, the 0-2, fastball up high. Arias is 1-2 on the year. Tonight is 19th relief appearance for the Cannonballers, of 4.88 ERA over 31 and a third innings. Next pitch, a curve, misses just a little bit low. Catcher Gonzalez framed it there, thought he had strike three, and according to Stadium TrackMan, he did. So Villarreal gets the benefit of the call. Squares up at 2-2. Here comes the break even. And a high curve is lifted out into left center field. Nishida sprints over, gives way to Logan, the center fielder, cutting to his right, and he makes the catch to retire Villarreal. Hansel goes to 0-for-3 on the night. One gone in the Fayetteville sixth inning, and it brings up Kenny Gomez.
There's a chance here for Fayetteville. It would have been nice if that dropped Villarreal, but Kenny Gomez, 382 versus lefties this year. Ochoa in the on-deck circle, hitting 400 against southpaws.
Left on left, and Gomez goes fishing at the first pitch, a curve down in the dirt. Kenny with a single in the fourth. It went as the first Fayetteville hit. They were no hit through the first three innings and then finally got stuff to start falling in the fourth and fifth innings, scored three runs on three hits in the fifth against McLaughlin. And once again, Gomez goes after a low breaking ball. Right now, he's caught guessing at the plate. Arias works mighty fast. Next pitch nearly hits Gomez, a high inside curve that sends him spinning away. Arias is originally from Boni in the Dominican Republic, a 21-year-old who signed his international contract with the White Sox back in March of 2022. Low and outside fastball. It's two balls and two strikes.
Second appearance of the series, and they roughed him up for three runs over two innings in the opener on Monday.
Yeah, so looking to right the ship here. Second time seeing Fayetteville. High breaking ball, and once again, Gonzalez pops out of the crouch, but that was too high up there. The Woodpeckers also got a look at Arias here in Kannapolis on May 16th and 19th, and he was really good. Did not give up a run over a combined 4 2/3 of relief. Here's the payoff. Gomez with a ground ball past the mound, collected behind second by the shortstop Burrows. He throws up above the shoulders of Connor at first, and he yanks it in for out number two. So Arias let it go by. Shortstop does his job.
Yeah, good job evading that ball. It was heading right for him, but he moved his legs out of the way. Much easier play for Burrows to make, and shift paid off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Live scoring available for tonight's game. If you haven't found it by now, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB Game Day feature, which can give you the pitch-by-pitch information if you want to follow on your tablet or computer with us. Here's the pitch to Neomar Ochoa, the Woodpeckers' cleanup man, and he hopscotches out of the way of a inside slider. That was down near his shoelaces, and it's 1-0. Bases clear, two outs. Cannonballers out in front, 5-4 in the top of the sixth. Here comes the 1-0. And Ochoa takes an inside fastball. That nearly grazed him on the knuckles. Two balls and no strikes on Ochoa. He's been hit by a pitch, one of five different Woodpeckers plunked tonight, and he's also reached on an error, the 2-0. And that's knuckled foul behind the plate. That was one of those difficult 50-50 scoring decisions that the OS has to make every once in a while. It was a short-hopping line drive out towards Burrows that kicked off his glove and got out into center field, ruled an E6, though. 2-1 pitch, rides high, and it's 3-1. Only RBI swing yesterday for the Woodpeckers. That came when they were trailing in the sixth. Two runs singled. That gives Ochoa his team-high 35 RBIs on the season. The 3-1 now. High fastball, and Ochoa went after it. That was ball four up above the zone. But his eyes lit up a little too wide and have to deal with a full count. Sunlight has left the diamond. A little bit of that setting sun on the top of the right center field wall gleaming on that rocking porch area. And a ground ball pulled inside of third. Backhanded on top of the bag by Hernandez. He got the throw off. He made an incredible throw from foul territory, but home plate umpire Jared Neal rules the play dead. He was nearly on the extended warning track where he threw that ball. And boy, Arxie Hernandez showing off a ton of arm strength to get it over there, but too bad it won't go in the highlight reel. Ochoa stays alive. We'll see another 3-2 pitch once the catcher Gonzalez tosses it back to Arias. Frankelly Arias, he had a tough June. He had a 7.36 ERA over six games. And as Colin mentioned, the three earned runs allowed to start July against these Woodpeckers. Here's a pop-up by Ochoa behind home plate. Gonzalez sheds the mask. He's pinned up against the netting, and it lands behind him. He ran all the way into that netting that makes up the backstop here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He thought he'd have to make that catch pressed up against the net, and it took a last-second correction on him and actually fell behind him. He reached the glove up over his shoulder, and it just nicked off the tip of the glove.
That's a difficult play for a catcher to make. Is did everything right, got in position, waiting for it to come down, and sometimes just comes down about 3 feet behind you.
The payoff pitch again, and a slider stays up high. It's ball four to Ochoa. A two-out walk stretches the Fayetteville sixth inning and will get Chase Jaworski up to the plate. Jaworski's been a dependable hitter right in the middle of things over the last week since his return to the lineup. He doubled down the right field corner in the fifth inning and came around to score on the RBI single from Alejandro Nunez. See how aggressive they get with Ochoa here. Nailmar does have some deceptive speed in that 6'4" frame. First pitch breaking ball clips the outside corner of the zone, and it's nothing and one on Chase.
Plenty of space in right field too for Jaworski, both down the line and into the right center field gap.
The set by Arias, lefty-lefty matchup, line drive pulled through the right center field gap. Quickly cutting it off Wolko, he'll get it back in, and Ochoa stops at second. Two-hit night for Chase Jaworski, and the third time he has been on base. Nice day for Jaworski as he picks up the multi-hit effort, and see what Fayetteville can do with two on, two outs, and Juan Santander. Tying run in scoring position, the go-ahead run aboard.
13th multi-hit game for Jaworski this year, one shy of Kenny Gomez for the team lead. He's got 14. But the second multi-hit game of the series as well for Chase.
We'll have a meeting on the mound here as well. Juan Gonzalez heading out there to talk with Arias. Around the Carolina League tonight, everybody got going at 6:30. We're all in unison here on the 4th of July. There was a little bit of a weather delay up in Lynchburg, but they have gotten started. Salem leads Lynchburg up in Virginia, 3-0. Down east, that is, in Carolina, they are tied at 4 in the bottom of the 6th. 2-0 ball game between Charleston and Myrtle Beach at the Joe. Fredericksburg, who has the best start of any Carolina League team in the second half, they're up 7-2 over the Shorebirds. First pitch to Santander, and he chases a changeup below the zone for strike one. And Columbia out in front of Augusta out at SRP Park, where the Woodpeckers will be next week. That game 5-2 in favor of the Fireflies. The 0-1. And Santander takes a strike right down the middle. So just kind of bamboozled right now. Went after the low changeup, took the fastball right down the middle. 0-2 with two outs, two men on. Ochoa the leading runner. Here's the pitch. Double steal attempt. Pitch is low. And on a pump fake towards third, there won't be a throw. Santander, he stood firm in the right side. He did duck to give Gonzalez a throwing lane. And Ricky Rivera chooses the right time to go. Ochoa picks up the stolen bag. Jaworski, number 25 of his season, right behind him. And now Santander with a base hit somewhere to the outfield could give the Woodpeckers the lead with all of Jaworski's speed. 1-2 pitch, and he pops it up. This will sail onto the roof, and he'll stay alive to see another.
We've got a section in our game notes of the all-time records, and you can now pencil in Jaworski in the top five. most stolen bases in a single season by a Woodpecker, tied with Zach Cole.
Yeah, it was Jackson Lofton breaking through Miles Straw's record last year with 60 on the year, so still a way to go. Santander strikes out swinging. A 91-mile-per-hour fastball got him. And the Woodpeckers threaten but do not score. They leave two in scoring position. 11 men left on over six innings tonight. And the Cannonballers get out of it with a 5-4 lead. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Stick around on this 4th of July. We're back in a moment from Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Santa's coming! Santa's coming!
Santa's coming to town early as the Woodpeckers ring in the holiday with Christmas in July. Don't miss it Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. Beat the heat with a cool winter-themed ball game. And we're helping you dress for the season. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive an ugly Christmas sweater-themed jersey presented by the Salvation Army.
Merry Christmas!
Then stick around for a fireworks show after the game, presented by Q98 FM. It's Christmas in July, Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. For tickets and more details, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Ryan Burrows leads off the bottom of the sixth inning and fouls away the first pitch into his own dugout, right on the screen above his guys, and it's nothing and one. Elaine Pena takes over out of the Fayetteville bullpen, so Ben Petschke works the bridge role, allowed a couple of inherited runners to score, but ultimately goes an inning scoreless himself. And now it'll be Elaine Pena's ball game from here. 5-4 Cannonballers jumped out in front with two in the bottom of the fifth after the Woodpeckers took a brief lead 4-3 with three runs in the top of that fifth inning. So a little bit of a title fight dynamic going on tonight where each side delivers a blow, but the Woodpeckers have also come up short on a number of occasions, leaving 11 runners on over their first six innings. Ryan Burrows takes outside from Pena. And it's two balls and no strikes. Burrows, the eight hitter, 0 for 2 with a pop out and a fly out. Checks his swing on an inside pitch. It's in the zone anyways, says Jared Neal. Two balls and two strikes. Frank Kelly Arias out of a scoreless sixth inning, coming out of the Cannonballers bullpen. Likely see more of him in the later innings. Infield plays deep, but straight up against Burrows. Pena into his motion, throws the 2-2. And the pitch is called strike three on the inside part of the zone. Perfectly painted fastball at 94 miles an hour. Absolutely dotted on that low inside corner according to the TrackMan system. And it's out number one for Elaine Pena.
A little bit of zip on that fastball too. 94. That's usually
good.
Top end of where we see out of Pena with that heater. That's going to be a precursor of what he's been throwing tonight. I mean, look out if you're Kannapolis.
Here's the pitch to Drake Logan. You know, the sunlight has departed the diamond. The stadium lights have flicked on, but it looks oddly dark out there on the diamond. And I don't know if it's just me or if the stadium lights don't look all that bright. Logan swings at a pitch down in the dirt. I would assume that if there were a real issue, the umpires would acknowledge it. But it does seem kind of dim down there on the diamond right now. Nothing in two on Logan. Riku Nishida, the lefty on deck. Here's a pop-up. slicing out towards the right field bullpen. Santander gives it a look, and that'll end up in the crowd. Stays 0-2 on Logan. Tonight 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout to right field. Numbers for Elaine Pena, 2-1 record, a 3.29 ERA. Tonight his 16th game and his 7th in relief. 63 innings of work, 20 walks, and 68 total strikeouts. Pena peers in and throws the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Logan goes down waving. Back-to-back strikeouts for Elaine Pena against the bottom of the order, and two are gone for the Cannonballers to start the inning. Here's Riku Nishida.
Like maybe a cutter or something there from Pena. Wasn't quite the slider, but took something off at 88. And man, this 7-8-9 today for Kannapolis. They've struggled at the plate, combined 0-9, six strikeouts.
So here's Nishida, lined a single up the middle into center back in the fifth. Takes the first pitch here off the plate, a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. Game number 39 of the pro career for Elaine Pena tonight. DSL in 2022, made a stateside debut last year out in Florida, and continues up the ladder in 24 with the Woodpeckers. Fires home a breaking ball, tried to wrap it around the outside, missed a little high with it. 2-0 on Nishida. A pair of groundouts on his day as well. Tough guy to strike out, but the Woodpeckers have struck him out twice in this series. Here's the motion of the 2-0 pitch. Takes a slider in there for a called strike. Now 2-1. Last time we saw Lane Pena on the mound, it was in Myrtle Beach on that Saturday night. He got the start. Did not factor into the decision. It was kind of an uncharacteristic Elaine Pena performance. 7 hits allowed, 3 earned runs over just 3 innings. Didn't issue a walk, though. He struck out 3. 2-1 pitch. Hit right to third. Jaworski fields it even with the bag. Tosses across the diamond in time to get Nishida. It's a 1-2-3 start to the night for Elaine Pena. And we've completed 6 in K-Town. 5-4 the score. Cannonballers in front when we return on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your trash? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Top of the seventh inning, we are into the final third of this 4th of July ballgame. Thanks again for being with us. Frank Kelly Arias returns to face lefty Alejandro Nunez. One-run game, and to take you through the action once again, here's Colin.
Thank you so much, Chappie. Lefty against lefty. Nunez showing bunt, pops it up behind the mound. Arias can take a couple of steps back and secure it for an easy first out. So Nunez, who had an RBI single his last time up, tries to catch the Kannapolis infield napping, but got underneath that bunt attempt And it's an easy first out on the Fayetteville 7 hitter. Here's Cesar Hernandez trying to replicate what he did his last time up. Launched a two-run home run, his second of the season. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Gave Fayetteville a 4-3 lead at the time. But Kannapolis responded with a pair of runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. 0-1 from Arias, misses outside. Cesar's also been hit by a pitch. He is lined out as well. He struck the ball pretty well in each of his last two trips. 1-1 from Arias, high breaking ball. Houston Astros playing today on Independence Day. But they were playing north of the border in Toronto. Four-game series coming to an end against the Blue Jays. Another line drive, but once again caught. Hernandez got his bat around, and Caden Connor barely had to move to snag it for the second out. So back to the dugout goes Cesar Hernandez. Alberto Hernandez, who has an RBI tonight, comes to the plate. Stros win by a final of 5-3. Both teams scoring three runs in the first inning, but Houston sprinkling in a run in the fifth, another in the seventh. Pull out the win on Toronto. 0-1 on Alberto Hernandez. Three in a row now set down by Arias. In the dirt, now it nearly got a piece of the shoe tops of Alberto. Mauricio Dubon with a go-ahead RBI single in the fifth inning. Then Jeremy Pena adding a home run in the seventh. One pitch, late swing from Hernandez, 1-2. Framber Valdez got the start today, put together a quality start, 6 innings, gave up 3 earned runs, 9 hits, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. Josh Hader shutting the door for the save. 1-2, sails high on Arias. Top of the order waiting on deck, and Yumal Encarnacion with 2 outs here in the seventh. Hernandez hits a breaking ball down the left field line, and it will land over by the picnic tables foul. Woodpeckers trying to prevent dropping their third straight game after taking the opener on Monday, July 1st. 2-2 again. Hernandez fighting to stay alive, fouls that one back as well. And I think we have a beer down. Landed in the cup.
Oh, in the beer. Baseball in the beer cup.
Got to drink it. There we go. He knows the rules.
He's chugging it.
Hernandez, meanwhile, strikes out swinging. And that gentleman sitting 4 rows behind home plate just became the most liked fan of the night here in Kannapolis. Side retired. Woodpeckers down in order. Stretch time at Atrium Health Ballpark. Still a 5-4 lead for Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for 3 regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Home half of the seventh inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Woodpeckers trailing by a run, 5-4. Kannapolis in front. 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up for the Cannonballers. Mikey Kane, Caden Connor, and Arcy Hernandez set to face Elaine Pena, who's set down the side in order in his first inning of relief in the sixth. Pena toes the rubber, begins his windup, and the first pitch at the bottom of the seventh inning is a high fastball. 1-0 on Kane. He's reached base twice, doubled and walked, and scored both times. He's also grounded out. 1-0 from Elaine Pena, misses down and outside. Baseball being played here at Atrium Health Ballpark yesterday, but it wasn't ballers baseball. The Team USA came through and played an exhibition matchup against Chinese Taipei. Same two teams in action tonight at Segra Stadium. Pitch in there for a strike, 2-1 on Kane. Nice tradition that's kind of taken place on the 4th of July in downtown Fayetteville. Team USA coming through and packing the house for a big-time exhibition matchup. Fouled back in Pena, able to level things 2-2. .287 average now on the year for Mikey Kane. Righty awaits the 2-2. Late on the fastball, but stays alive. It's fouled. There's a big crowd sticking around for the big fireworks show that will take place following the ball game, much like they did in Fayetteville 24 hours ago. 2-2. And Kane fouls off one more.
That was such a great show last night. Yeah. The firework cart, they have a big cart, right, where they put all the firework boxes and stuff to shoot them off. The cart caught on fire last night.
Really?
Yeah, it was up in flame. Not like a huge fire, but a good part of it caught on fire. That's how you know it was a good firework show.
Dang, everyone got out of there all right.
The fire marshal was there. So.
Yeah. Another 2-2. Fastball in tight. And Kane battles to fill the count now. Everyone in action across the Astros system, with the exception of the FCL Astros. They're off today, but Dominican Summer League played baseball this evening. 2-2, a check swing, and Kane did not go. Kept the bat back, and he works a long leadoff walk against Elaine Pena to start the seventh. Reaches base for a third time. Speaking of those Dominican Summer League Astros, the blue team with a 2-0 shutout win over the DSL Tampa Bay Rays. And then the other DSL Rays squad took on the other DSL Astros squad, the orange team, and that DSL Rays team won 10-3. That wasn't confusing enough, but two different teams. Getting some of the international guys ready for full season ball. Fastball misses up and outside to Caden Connor, ball one. Up above Fayetteville in High A, the Asheville Tourists head into the bottom of the ninth inning. They have a 9-5 lead on the Greenville Drive, High A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Brandon Kobos trying to close out that game. 1-0, drops in for a strike. Mentioned Jackson Lofton earlier in the game as the all-time single-season record holder for the Woodpeckers in stolen bases. He had his fourth home run of the year for Asheville tonight. Pena's 1-1. Fastball misses down and outside. Out in Texas, AA Corpus Christi Hooks. Tough sledding for them. They trail 8-0 in the top of the sixth to San Antonio. Luis Garcia making his return to the mound in full season ball as his rehab continues. 2-1 down and in. And Pena in danger of walking back-to-back batters to begin this seventh. Marcy Hernandez on deck. Rony Hernandez in the hole. From the stretch, the 3-1. Connor lunges and pops it up into shallow left field. Jamal Encarnacion has to jog in late. Makes the catch. Throws back to first. Santander couldn't slide his foot to the bag. I'm not sure what Mikey Cain was doing, but he took his time getting back to the bag. And Jamal Encarnacion nearly made him pay.
When that ball first got into the twilight, Encarnacion threw his hands out to his side. He didn't see it initially, or maybe he did, and he was trying to deke the runner. Eventually, he found the path of the ball, lined it up. But I think Cain was so far off of first because he thought that ball was going to drop, almost cost him.
He remains at first with one out. Arcy Hernandez now up. He swings and misses at strike one. And finally in the Astros system, got a good one brewing out at Constellation Field. Round Rock 3, Sugarland 3. Space Cowboys at 54-30 on the year. First half champs in the Pacific Coast League. 0-1, and Hernandez tags this out towards left center field. Cesar Hernandez going back. He loses it. The ball lands behind him on the warning track. Rounding third, they're going to wave Kane in. He will score. Stumbling at third, Arcy Hernandez. He's going to try and score now. Throw to the plate. The tag applied by Villarroel, and he's out. Patrick Leland arguing that he was blocking the plate. I mean, the tag came about 5 feet in front of the plate, so I don't know what Pat's argument is. It'll be an RBI triple. The lead is now 2 for the Cannonballers. It's 6-4. If he's arguing about the plate, I mean, the throw came 5 feet in front.
Yeah, the only thing he could be arguing right now is an obstruction call. I mean, the throw got there, yeah, so far ahead of the runner that either way, there's no need to call obstruction here. But obviously the lights are playing some tricks on the outfielders right now. Jamal didn't see that last ball, was able to track it. Cesar actually wasn't too far off of that swing there. It landed just a couple feet behind him. Might have lost it last minute, got a good first read, but and lost it on his way back. Tough break, but at least Fayetteville saves one run.
So after all that, the bases are empty with two outs. Leland goes back to the coach's box over at third after a lengthy discussion with home plate umpire Jared Neal. Rony Hernandez, the batter, takes ball one. Now a three-hit game for Arcy. Had a couple of singles before that, before the RBI triple. That triple, by the way, is seventh of the year. He's got to be up there in the Carolina League leaders in that category. Chopper up along first, and I don't know if he was planning on going home initially. I think Leland threw up the stop sign at the last moment, but he tripped rounding third. And decided to try and score, but throw came to Villarroel in plenty of time. 1-1 from Pena, misses up and outside. So back to multi-run lead now for Kannapolis. They have scored three unanswered. Fastball from Hernandez just a bit off the plate. A a triple, being Hernandez's seventh, by the way. He's now tied for second in the Carolina League in that category. Rony Hernandez pops it up to shallow center. This could be trouble. Falling back in, unable to make the catch. Alberto Hernandez, nobody covering second. That'll turn into two bases for Rony Hernandez with two down. Aye, aye, aye.
Yep, you know, Alberto, he was in the right spot. Woodpeckers avoided an all-out collision. It's a tough thing to navigate. Right fielder, outfield, center fielder coming in. I think at the end of the day, you'd like your center fielder to probably take control of that play once it reaches a certain part of the outfield, especially when you're coming in on that ball. Hernandez had the toughest route. He tried to make an over-the-shoulder style grab, and then nobody covering second base allows him to grab the extra bag. But boy, lights are playing tricks right now. This is, if you're picking your ports intentionally to put the ball high in the air, twilight right now, the Cannonballers are using the best of home field advantage.
Talk about a couple of tough luck extra base hits for Elaine Pena surrendered. The triple in which Cesar Hernandez lost in the lights, followed by that bloop double that Alberto Hernandez could not come up with. Zach Wilkins went to the mound following that double. Brief conversation with his pitcher. So man at second, two away. Opportunity for George Wolko, who's not been retired yet tonight. Pair of RBI singles and a walk for the 18-year-old. Look at second. First pitch from Pena. Wolko caught lunging at a changeup. 0-1. Woodpeckers will have the top of the order due up in the eighth inning. Encarnacion, Villarroel, and Gomez will be chasing at least a pair of runs. Infield shifted around to the right on Wolko. And after a long pause, Wolko will ask for time. Pena, a couple looks at second this time, and his 0-1 is lined and through the glove of Hernandez into center field. Rounding third, coming in, Rony Hernandez, George Wolko, have a night. Three hits, three RBIs, it's 7-4 Kannapolis.
Yeah, Woodpeckers got the best of him yesterday, but this kid does not have two bad games in a row. Wolko's come through, and these Cannonballers have just locked it in with two outs tonight. Come up with timely hits, and boy, that was a great effort by Hernandez. One fraction of an inch to his left, and he would have had that on a diving grab.
Three straight hits surrendered by Pena. Juan Gonzalez takes ball one inside. So the Woodpeckers, who briefly had a one-run lead after the halfway point of this ball game, now find themselves trailing by three, as they did after the first inning. Pitch from Pena is sent in the air to right. Ochoa is now having trouble with the lights, and this ball will fall as well. Rounding third, coming in to score, Wolko. The throw to the plate, the tag, and Wilco's in there. Over to second goes Gonzalez. He'll get a double. I have never seen anything like this.
This is crazy. They can't track anything in the air right now, and I don't know if the lights aren't bright enough. I made the comment two innings ago that it looked dim down on the field. You know, it doesn't look as dim anymore, but Alberto couldn't see it. Cesar can't see it. Yamal didn't see one, and now Ochoa can't see one. Every single outfielder has lost a ball in the lights here in the last inning.
And you have to feel for Elaine Pena. He hasn't been giving up much hard contact, save for the single from Wolko. But he is now surrendered pair of runs in this inning. Three runs, I should say. And there's a line shot into left field for Burrows. Rounding third, trying to score, Gonzalez. This throw to the plate will beat him by a mile. Tag applied by Villarroel. And I don't know what Gonzalez was doing. He tried to slap the ball out of Villarroel's hands, and the benches are going to clear.
Here we go.
I don't know what that was. You're out by a mile, and he swats his hand at his glove on the way by. Good job by the umpiring crew and Patrick Leland trying to keep the peace. But tempers are boiling over. We got some fireworks on the 4th of July. Woodpeckers with a frustrating inning in the field. They surrender three runs. And we go to the eighth. It is 8-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll try to sort this all out when we return.
Santa's coming!
Santa's coming to town early as the Woodpeckers ring in the holiday with Christmas in July. Don't miss it Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. Beat the heat with a cool winter-themed ball game. And we're helping you dress for the season. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive an ugly Christmas sweater-themed jersey presented by the Salvation Army.
Merry Christmas!
Then stick around for a fireworks show after the game, presented by Q98 FM. It's Christmas in July, Friday, July 19th at Segra Stadium. For tickets and more details, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live.
We go to the top of the eighth inning, and this fracas that took place at the bottom of the seventh isn't quite resolved. Now we have both managers, Ricky Rivera, talking with home plate umpire Jared Neal, and Frank Jones having a conversation with Kannapolis manager Patrick Leland, and I think maybe just making sure that cooler heads are going to prevail. It was a heated end of the seventh inning after a confrontation at the plate between the catchers, Villarroel and Gonzalez. Villarroel is due up second in this inning, so that'll be something to watch. But right now, it's Jamal Encarnacion coming to the plate, and he's having what appears to be a friendly conversation with Juan Gonzalez. And Juan Gonzalez is going to go down in the crouch and ask for a couple more warm-up pitches while this discussion continues with Patrick Leland between both umpires. And I don't know if I've seen anything like this. I think now's a good opportunity to turn the play-by-play over to Andrew Chapman, so it's all yours, brother.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Colin. I don't know if I could have described anything better than you did, because that was wacky in the last inning. Just everything was lost in the lights by Fayetteville. Everything popped up in the air. All three outfielders have lost a ball in the lights at some stage tonight. I think the gist of the manager meeting there is probably a warning to both dugouts, just to assure that nobody gets thrown at from this point on. Last thing you want is somebody getting beaned, and the bench is clearing again. So Yamal Encarnacion swings and fouls the first pitch back from Frank Kelly Arias. So Cannonballers have hit five Woodpeckers tonight. So anything further, even if it's unintentional, will probably lead to an ejection. Here's a pitch, fastball into Encarnacion for strike two. But the Woodpeckers, as a result of those tracking troubles, are going to have a four-run deficit to try and overcome here in the final two innings. Low pitch to Encarnacion, and it's 1-2. Ultimately, five straight hits coming in that seventh, but three of them falling to the turf as a result of the lights, which, I mean, it seems to be getting brighter by the second as twilight truly disappears and nighttime takes over here in Kannapolis. But there was an inning or two there where it did look a little bit dim down on the diamond. Here's the 1-2. And Encarnacion fouls it into a sweet area. And it'll stay where it is. A ball and two strikes. It's Encarnacion followed by Villarroel and then Kenny Gomez. So top three hitters of the Woodpeckers lineup who only have one hit between the three. That was a Gomez single in the fourth. The motion and the 1-2. grounded out towards third. Stays inside the chalk line. Long throw for Hernandez, and he shows off the powerful arm again. Gets it across accurately to Connor in time. And cuts down Encarnacion for out number one. Hernandez threw one on the fly from foul territory earlier that was actually a foul ball. It wasn't a live play, but he's got a cannon. And he shows it off for the first out. Fayetteville with five outs to play with. As Encarnacion goes to 0 for 4, here's Villarreal.
Looks like Gonzalez might have issued an apology or something to him on the way by. It was a much less heated conversation than we saw a few moments ago.
Here's the pitch to Villarreal, and it misses up high.
Have you seen the benches clear before in 4 years?
It does not happen often at this level. I saw it at AA and high A more often than at this level. You don't see too many around the Carolina League, and the two managers got ahead of it pretty quickly. Ricky and Pat Leland were right at the forefront of shutting down the dugouts.
For sure.
Fastball swings and misses. It's always one of those reactionary things, though, where really it was not much of an argument, just a back and forth between Villarreal and Gonzalez, and suddenly emotion takes over in each dugout, and everybody wants to get out there and in some way, shape, or form just to say something. 1-2 is popped up, hovering around the first base territory. Connor tracking it in the lights, and he'll find the spot in foul territory right next to the coach's box. That's out number two, and Villarreal falls to 0 for 4. Now here's Kenny Gomez.
I wonder if Kannapolis was heading out into the field wondering if they were going to be losing balls left and right like Fayetteville was, but as you mentioned, I think the skies might have darkened enough so that the contrast of the white isn't really blending in with the gray. I think that really is playing a huge role, and finally visibility a little bit improved out there on the diamond.
And here's Gomez swinging and missing at a curve. The one that Ochoa lost in the lights, I mean, he truly never saw that baseball. The second it left the bat, he just threw his hands out to his side and did not know where it was coming down. Here's a called strike. And Gomez down, nothing and two. Fayetteville strike away from going down in order against Arias. The motion, the right leg kick and pitch, and Gomez yanks it foul over to Jeff Calhoun on the first base side. Two-hand scoop by Calhoun. So 50-pitch night now for Frank Kelly Arias. Here comes his wind 0-2 delivery. Gomez gets under it. A pop-up onto the left side of the diamond. Burrows and Hernandez communicating. Burrows has it tracked, and he makes the grab to end the inning. So Fayetteville pops out twice. They ground out, and they go down quietly in the eighth inning. Cannonballers closing in on a 4th of July victory. They lead by 4 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. 8-4, Kannapolis on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Big wheels, We're into the bottom of the eighth inning in Kannapolis. Big crowd in attendance tonight at Atrium Health Ballpark. Woodpeckers trailing 8-4. First pitch of the eighth is clobbered deep out into center field. A test for Cesar Hernandez. He has it tracked this time and makes the catch at his chest. No light problems now, it seems like, as the skies have really reached peak nighttime now in Kannapolis. They were across the 9 o'clock hour. The lights are doing their job, and there's one gone quickly on the Drake Logan flyout. Back to the top of the order. Here is Riku Nishida facing Elaine Pena, who's gone 1-for-4 tonight. Pena, who entered this game in the sixth inning, out for his third inning of relief work, and he delivers a strike, nothing in one on Nishida. So far, Pena, over 2 1/3, has given up 3 earned runs. They're tough earned runs as a result of those balls being lost in the light. 5 hits in total, 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. None of those fly balls that were lost in the light ultimately go as errors. Everything fell without a fielder touching it. So it's beefed up Kannapolis' hit total tonight to 12. Fastball misses outside to Pena. It's one thing if they're unearned, but you could really see how frustrated Pena was out on the mound in that last inning. I think he spiked the rosin bag 2 or 3 times in an understandable frustration. He throws a fastball up and in Nishida's chin, sends him leaning out of the way. 2 balls and a strike. Mikey Kane will also hit in this inning. He stands in the on-deck circle. The 2-1. Nishida sprays a line drive out to left field. Encarnacion to his right, and he makes a last-second lunging grab. Ball got up on him quickly, but he only had to take 2 or 3 steps over to his right to make the play. 2 quick outs in the bottom of the eighth for Mikey Kane. Base is clear. Kane with a double and a pair of walks. Back-to-back big nights for Mikey Kane. The 2-run home run yesterday. And tonight scoring 3 times. Each time he's reached, he's come across the plate. And here comes Pena with the first pitch home to the righty. Backs him off. That graze him? No, it almost got him in the left arm. 1 ball and no strike on Kane. Nunez towards the middle, over from second. Santander off of the line. The 1-0 popped up, out into shallow left field. Alberto Hernandez and Jaworski going back on it, twisted around, and Alberto can't make the catch. It falls off to his left, and the runner reaches base. Mikey Kane is aboard, and Alberto Hernandez got twisted around once again. A tough route for the shortstop. Jaworski and Encarnacion were all in the same area as well, but another high pop fly that ends up finding the grass here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll see how they score this one. Alberto got a glove on it this time.
Should be an error then.
But Caden Connor will get a chance in this inning. Lefty stands in, and Pena delivers a slider for strike one. They will call this a Kane single on that fly ball.
Kidding me?
That one's probably got to go as an error, because Hernandez got his glove on it and he was camped underneath it, but official score works for the home team. Here's a pitch flying out into deep left field. Encarnacion is drifting back. He's on the warning track and makes the catch right at the rim of the dirt to end the inning. So we head to the top of the ninth inning. Another ball falls to the grass. This time it doesn't cost the Woodpeckers. Elaine Pena gets through a scoreless eighth, and we will head to the ninth inning. 8-4 the score on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Radio Network. Kannapolis out in front.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Segret Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Dale Mauro Cho on the very first pitch of the ninth inning flies it out into deep center field where it is caught by Drake Logan right out in front of the warning track, and the Woodpeckers are down to their final two outs on this 4th of July in Kannapolis. 8-4 the score. Cannonballers jumped in front with a two-run fifth and added three runs of insurance in the bottom of the seventh. Chase Jaworski now in against the lefty Frank Kelly Arias and fouls the first pitch straight back onto the roof. 0-1 on Chase, who's had a nice night in the five spot, a two-hit game including a double and a single, and he's also reached on a hit by pitch. Next one shot over our broadcast location, a foul ball, and it's quickly 0-2. Potential last chance we want. Santander, Alejandro Nunez in the hole. Four runs on five Fayetteville hits, eight runs on 13 Kannapolis hits. Jaworski pulls a fly to right. Wolko drifts forward, slows to a stop, and puts it away for out number two.
And between all of that's transpired over the last couple of innings, another really good relief outing from Frank Kelly Arias here at HRM Health Ballpark against the Woodpeckers. Had that really dominant performance. He was 4 1/3. He went back in May, fouled it up nicely in front of a big 4th of July crowd.
Yeah, Arias now with 3 2/3 scoreless. He's dropped his ERA to 4.37. Gets a swing and miss out of Santander on a high fastball. And it is nothing and one. Make sure to stick around. Immediately following the conclusion of this one, we'll have the Woodpeckers postgame show for you. 0-1 pitch hit deep towards the right field concourse out of play, a foul ball. Final line totals for one final time, and we will also bring you a projection on tomorrow's starting pitchers. Fayetteville down to their final strike. Here's the wind in the 0-2 pitch. Santander backs away from an inside changeup. Well over 5,000 in attendance with us tonight in Kannapolis. Ballers by four. Here's the 0-2, a 1-2 that is, and it backs up Santander. Two balls and two strikes. First pitch tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Also on Saturday, we'll push back about a half hour from our 6:30 start tonight. Arias leans in, gets the sign. The wind in the 2-2 home. Misses up high. Three balls and two strikes. If Santander can find a way to get on, it will be Alejandro Nunez. Gonzalez drops the signs for Arias. He nods the head and gets into the motion. 3-2 payoff. He is popped up over towards the first base dugout. Gonzalez and Connor are over there. Caden Connor puts it away. The first baseman makes the catch. And the Woodpeckers go down in order in the ninth inning. Frank Kelly Arias closes it down with four scoreless innings of relief. And the Ballers have taken the third straight game over the Woodpeckers tonight in Kannapolis by an 8-4 final. Ballers grabbed the lead after Fayetteville jumped in front briefly 4-3. A two-run fifth put them ahead, and they carried it the rest of the way. Added three more in the seventh. And we'll break down some more of the final numbers and totals for you when we come back for the postgame show. Ballers win 8-4 in Kannapolis. Postgame show next on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Kannapolis, North Carolina, and Atrium Health Ballpark for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. And once again, Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, wishing you a very happy 4th of July. Thanks for spending some of your holiday with us tonight on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Fayetteville did lead this game briefly 4-3. That was after the midway point. Kannapolis jumped in front with a 2-run bottom of the 5th, added insurance in the 7th, and then took this game by an 8-4 final. You know, Colin, this game will probably be remembered by that chaotic 7th inning in which the Woodpeckers lost multiple fly balls in the lights. All told tonight, there was 3 or 4 plays really where they probably lost the ball in the lights that directly affected the game, and all of those plays went for Kannapolis hits. Then there was the sequence at the end of the 7th where the Woodpeckers get the final run at the plate, get the final out of the plate, that is. Juan Gonzalez, Hansel Villarreal come together. Some words exchanged. The benches empty briefly. The teams didn't really come together. They were separated quickly back to their dugouts. But, you know, ultimately it was that 2-run 5th that put Kannapolis in front, and then just not enough against Frank Caliarias down the stretch as the Woodpeckers' lineup fell a little bit flat.
Yeah, and if you ask me, Chappie, this game was decided in the first 3 innings when Fayetteville just could not cash in with their opportunities. They left 8 runners on over the first 3. Couldn't get that timely hit that they've really been lacking since Monday, and that's kind of been the difference at the moment. And, yeah, you can point to what happened in the 7th, the 3 balls lost. That certainly didn't help the cause. But ultimately, even if that didn't happen, still would have ended up losing this game by a run. And you really can just point to those missed opportunities early on. I'm certainly glad that both the umpires and the managers were able to kind of solve things and amicably. It doesn't seem like something that'll carry over into the final 2 games of this series, which is good to see. Ultimately, in single-A baseball, goal is to get these guys up through the ranks. Don't want to get into any petty fights or anything that might jeopardize that. So if you're the Woodpeckers, you're moving on to Friday night and hoping to turn things around a little bit at the plate. Or Friday night. Today's Thursday. That's right. Yeah, kind of forgot with the
games get twisted a bit.
Yeah, certainly. And that's all you can really do. I still think they did some really good things throughout this ball game. It was great to see Cesar Hernandez hit that first home run since April. And you go to tomorrow's matchup. You got a guy in Sandy Mejia on the mound who was outstanding in the month of June. And you have to feel pretty good about your chances, although the guy on the other side, Lucas Gordon, he's having quite a season as well. So I expect runs to be at a premium, but we know that hasn't always been the case in this series. These are two offenses that are known to explode at times.
Some more numbers from this one tonight. Kannapolis, 8 runs on 13 hits, 1 error. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Fayetteville. The loss going to Julio Marte. He falls to 1-5. The win will go to Mark McLaughlin, who came out of the bullpen behind the starter Seth Keener in the 2nd inning. He gets the winning decision after Kannapolis got 2 runs in the bottom of the 5th. Arias took over in the 6th and closed it down with 4 scoreless, so he gets the save tonight. His first of the year, while McLaughlin improves to 2-2 on the season. Final time of this 4th of July ball game, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of an Atrium Health Ballpark crowd of 5,346 in attendance. With the win, the Cannonballers improve to 47-32, 6-7 in the second half of play. They draw level in the standings with the Woodpeckers, 6-7 in the second half, now 35-44 overall on the season. As Colin mentioned, right-hander Sandy Mejia gets the ball tomorrow. He'll be on the hill 4-4 with a 5.48 ERA against the Kannapolis starter, who they've rearranged their rotation.
Yeah, I believe Gordon is who's going to be going.
That's right. We'll have a Gordon for them tomorrow. The lefty Lucas Gordon, 6-2 with a 1.76 ERA. Thanks again so much for being with us, everybody. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey signing off in Kannapolis, North Carolina, where the Ballers win 8-4. Thanks for spending some of your 4th of July with us. Enjoy what is left of the night and enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball live on the road in Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7 p.m. with a 6:50 pregame show. So long from K-Town.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.